This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hit it.
6:11. Hi, how are you? Nice Friday morning. It's going to rain and stuff, but the wind is blowing through my scalp. It's gentle out there. It's nice. Oh, look, Mark Harmon's here.
Come on, Mark.
Good morning, Steve.
Let's dance. Mark, I lead.
Yes, I'm going.
I like it that way. Just step on my toes. Follow my feet.
I got you, baby.
Welcome to the program at 6:11. It's Friday morning, and let's see. Oh, Elise Glink, Lou Manfredini, a crazy first day at the U.S. Open, Senator Durbin, all on the program this morning. Trump's name may come up at some point. Nice to see you, Mark Carman. How are you?
I'm great, Steve. Great to be here. I'm glad that I figured you brought me in because you wanted a golf expert on. You know,
I wanted a golf expert. None was available, so we decided to have you come in,
right,
and I'll be the expert.
Right.
Dave Ennett, of course, we want to congratulate Dave. We want to congratulate his daughter. She's getting married tomorrow.
Yes.
And congratulations to Lindsay and the whole Ennett family.
Mm-hmm.
So Dave's out till when? August 1st? I mean, it's taking this a lot of stress on him.
I know that I'm out of town next week, but I'm filling in on the Monday the 26th. Does that mean he's just gone forever?
No, he is. I think he's back Tuesday. And then he's taken another few days later in the week as well. He's got a lot going on.
What, treatment? Post-wedding
treatment? Something like that, yes. I believe so.
Very stressful when your daughter gets married.
Yeah.
Very stressful.
And Lindsay's low maintenance and easy. It's just
she's
you got
so low-key.
She is super
you
got to cool,
coordinate
yeah.
all the people coming in. And
right.
you got a million details of the wedding, which I was told to stay out of, and I did most of the part.
But I thought it was nice yesterday when you volunteered to come just to the reception and sing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sing.
Waiting for that call from Dave. I'm still ready.
You're still waiting for that?
Tan, rested, and ready. Because, you know, I know all the words to Mandy. I thought Mandy would be a nice song to sing.
Celebrate.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Celebrate now.
Go with Mandy, yeah.
I've gone over this before. Celebrate. If you ever want, let's say you lose a large group of white people.
Yeah.
Just play Celebrate. They'll all show up and they'll all
it's
be
celebration.
Dancing.
As long as there's drinks involved.
No, celebrate. You're talking about the cool games.
Woo-hoo! Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll all come out. Or old-time rock and roll.
Oh, my gosh.
Bob Seger. That'll make white people
now,
come
I
together.
I like that
Do you
song.
Think people
Because
like,
you're a white person.
Yeah. Well, do you I think don't people, like celebrate.
The white people come
Celebration.
Together.
Celebration.
Yeah.
White people come together with the tunage, and that's how you find them. That's
do you
a
think
good thing.
Huh? When people are planning their weddings nowadays, they say, please don't play Celebration or don't play
yes.
old-time rock and roll?
Oh, absolutely not.
But no, when we did my two kids' weddings, we had a don't playlist. Please.
Why?
Because you don't want those some of those songs that, like Macarena. Oh man!
And what's this? What's the
chicken dance?
No, the chicken
dance.
Dance
you
chicken
don't want
dance.
That.
It's
you
classic.
Don't want the Macarena. You don't want Celebration.
Listen to you. Did you have
oh
any music
God.
At all?
Did you play it all? Yeah,
we had the good stuff.
It's a wedding. We're not playing Celebration.
You want to get to the Havana Gila as quick as possible. That's the key.
That's a different wedding, but yet one that's still a good time.
That should be a universal. That's my goal in life now, Steve. Get the Havana Gila to be universal at all weddings. What do you think?
Get to Havana Gila as soon as possible.
I like it. Why the chair? Why are they in the chair for that?
I have no idea.
It's a celebration.
But they put the
groom
right
the back
bride
to the white
the
people.
Just lift them up.
I've been to a wedding with a Havana Gila in the chair.
I like it. I went to a wedding one time where the groom fell off the chair and had a bloody nose.
That's the best part. You know, you root for them to go down, and if they don't,
not the bride, you root for the groom to fall.
Carmen.
And then you Greeks, so you start breaking up plates and things.
Well, I haven't been to a Greek wedding where they broke plates. I think that's more of a myth. That's kind of when you're mad what we do. But what we do, we have the dollar dance. Do you guys have that? You take
sure.
the money,
well,
and
yeah,
you, while the
yeah,
bride and groom
yeah,
are dancing,
yeah.
you give her dollars
yeah,
of money.
Absolutely. And the bride, unfortunately, has to put up with some creepy uncle who's had too much to drink from the other side of the family. He wants to kiss her a little too much.
Oh, here's a 20.
Not good. Anyway, congratulations to the Ennett family and the wedding. If you jumped in the middle of that and thought why we were talking about that, that's why. So Lindsay Ennett getting married this weekend. We're going to jump to the top six at six. Before we do that, however, I have for you, and this is again from the fine people at American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60 Minutemen, a desktop indoor weather station. Six caller wins it at 312-981-7200. And, you know, with all of these, Sandberg, we ought to be throwing in the Chevy Drive Chicago travel mug. We'll give them all one of those, too. Prize packages galore here. And let's do the top six.
from the Steve Cochran Auditorium in the lovely Sunrise Hotel. It's time to get your kicks.
Get your kicks. Get your kicks.
Get your kicks. With the top six at six. Sponsored by American Weathermakers, the home of the 60-Minute Man.
On the docket, congratulations to all involved in last night's highly successful congressional baseball game. Last night they played slow pitch baseball, only slow pitch because the guys who were pitching slow. And the Democrats beat the Republicans. Karma, was it 11-2, 11-3?
I don't know the final on that. Steve should know that. Don't know it.
Yeah, I think it was 11-2, but it wasn't about the game. It was about what happened before, during, and after. And after the trophy was given by the Democrats to the Republicans and both sides agreed it would go in Steve Scalise's office. He, of course, is the Louisiana congressman, second in charge in the on the Republican side in the House, who still remains and will for some time be in the hospital. He's had three surgeries so far. There will be more. And what's the update on his condition?
He is still critical but stable. He had three surgeries yesterday. He might still need another one. It was interesting. They were explaining how horrific the shooting really was. You know, you hear, oh, shot in the hip, he's going to be okay. But just exactly what the bullet did, what it pierced, the internal bleeding, and a lot of broken bones.
Doc Most talked about that. There's a lot going on in your hip.
Yes.
Including major blood vessels that are protected by major bones.
Yes.
And that structure makes it tough to go ahead and take care of the bleeding issues.
They all, in a nice touch, too, wore Louisiana, you know, it's spelled out GO, GEAUX.
Yeah, weren't they his alma mater?
Yeah.
Was it LSU or somebody else?
I think it was LSU, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Not sure. But anyway, a nice tribute to Steve Scalise last night as his condition hopefully will be upgraded today.
Raised $1
million. $1 million, yeah. Not bad. No, 20,000 people, 25,000
people. 25,000
yeah,
people there.
Yeah. Awesome. It's a lot for a bunch of bad baseball, huh?
Well, 11-2 was the final, Steve.
The wife of the Virginia shooter, James Hodgkinson's wife, said, I'm sorry he did this, but there's nothing I can do. Now, here's the thing. She's right. But the idea that she had no idea he was nuts is ridiculous. So all this should be, there's nothing legally that should be done to this woman.
No.
But it's just hopefully as an all call to everybody listening who's got that relative, that friend, that neighbor who's a little nuttier than normal. And sure, 99.9% chance they're never going to do anything outlandish. But if you know they're making threats that are becoming more elevated and things of that nature, there may be nothing you can do, but you don't want to be the one that does the interview after they do something. So call the police department. It's just an extension of if you see something, say something. The police department may tell you there's nothing we can do.
Right.
Because too many times you're caught in this trap that until the law is broken, you can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But there may be something. There may be a reason to bring them in for questioning. The questioning may be something that shuts them down. Maybe it's somebody that just needs help. But whatever the case may be, don't ignore crazy.
No, and the circumstances surrounding their leaving, they were married for 30 years, and then he sold his business, then he sold everything. And she said he moved to Washington, D.C. area, Alexandria, in March, and they really hadn't talked much since then. So it seems as though they were about to be estranged, or they were estranged. But again, it's almost like you feel sorry, but you're right. If 30 years of this kind of mentality and postings and whatnot... Say something.
Painful press conference.
Oh, my God.
It was just brutal. Man,
at one point, he supposedly physically abused the grown daughter, like broke a car window, dragged her out of a car.
I heard that allegation, too.
Along with DUI and a bunch of other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Next. President Trump prepared today to announce a clampdown on travel and commercial ties between the U.S. and Cuba. We don't know how much of a change this will be from the Obama rules, but that'll be announced at some point today. Reversing the Obama administration opening of our ties between Cuba. And I guess I'm glad you went when you did.
I am too. But let me just say one thing to this too. For those planning to travel to Cuba, this is not going to change too much. You're still going to be allowed to go, but you can't just go. Like if you, Steve, said, I'm going to go to Cuba with Carm, you have to be part of an organized group now. So you'll still be able to go, but there will be some more restrictions.
Is this some scam that Steve Bertrand's involved with? Where it's like Trump and Bertrand putting together travel trips? You got to watch them all. I'm telling you. Next. Russia's military said today it killed al-Baghdadi. And by the way, for my late great friend Ron Santo, it's not al-Baghdadi. That's actually his last name. Al-Baghdadi, the founder and chief cook and bottle washer and big cheese of ISIS, the scum at the top, was supposedly part of a group, and this is where the story starts to fall apart, of 300-plus ISIS leaders who were killed in some sort of massive drone strike. Now, here's where you start to go, come on. Why would all the ISIS people who live in the shadows all get together for a convention? Secondarily, why would al-Baghdadi be there? And third, don't you think our intel would know if 300 ISIS fighters were killed at one time?
Yeah, and you know what? There's a part of me that thinks they're not as organized as everybody thinks that they are. It doesn't even surprise me that he would be there.
They're cockroaches.
Absolutely.
They come out when the light gets turned on.
Yeah. I mean,
couldn't it have been like a family reunion or a birthday party?
Well, you know, it was 2 days into... Well, you know, you laugh, but I'm telling you, 2 days after Ramadan... you know, you get together to break the fast, sure. And in the middle of breaking the fast, you could have a large group, but it's hard to believe that they all... Hey, Baghdadi's throwing a barbecue. Come on over. It just doesn't happen that way.
No.
Now, I hope I'm wrong, because if the Russians took out 300 and took out al-Baghdadi, high five ski. Mm-hmm. Congratulations all around. But the story seems a little shaky. Pressure for a deal to break the two-year budget impasse started to build yesterday afternoon more than ever, and Governor Rauner says get back to the Capitol. Is he officially asked for the 10-day extension?
He has.
Okay. Is he asked or is he demanded? Because the first step is come back voluntarily.
Asking is where we are right now.
Okay. And if they don't come back voluntarily, he could, in fact, insist upon it happening for this 10-day last-minute session leading up to the end of the month to get a budget done. Just wake me when it's over. And let's go live to Carmen in a farm field in Wisconsin for a U.S. Open update.
117th U.S. Open, Steve. First time ever in Wisconsin. Aaron Hills and Xander Schauffele, 23 years old.
Hey.
Right?
Do the Xander Schauffele.
I mean,
how is that not a dance yet?
I think it actually did become one last night after his performance, right? Six under. The first golfer, Steve. In 30,
named Xander Schauffele.
That's exactly right. What do I got here? I got a good stat. First golfer in 3 decades to shoot a bogey-free 66 or better in his U.S. Open debut. How
that's
about
pretty
that?
Pretty crazy,
right?
Jason Day +7.
Ouch.
77. I'm going off the top of my head here. I don't have numbers in front of me. Jordan Spieth, I think, was +1. Dustin Johnson +3. The cut is 10 shots plus the top 70 normally. I don't know if it's changed. But at this point, if you figure the scores back off a little bit because the top of the leaderboard, Ricky Fowler, at a U.S. Open tying 7 under 63.
28 years old, Ricky Fowler, never won a major, been in the top five a bunch.
7 under 63, so you could assume the cut will be somewhere around 1 or 2 over. Listen, the scores are going to come down. I still say 4 or 5 under wins a thing by Sunday. Because it will get tougher, and there's some weather moving in as well.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's so. Such a tough course.
7 under 65 for the record, just to make sure we have everything tied up here and neat for the U.S. Open.
What do you mean?
Did you say 63 or 65?
Isn't it a par 70? It's normally a par 70.
This one apparently is a 70. It's for a par course, too. 72. I can't believe I've ever corrected you.
They made the U.S. Open a par 72?
Yeah.
How did I not get that memo?
You knew.
It's always a par 70.
I don't know, Steve.
Of course, it's 7,800 yards. That could be part of it.
There's a 675-yard...
par 3.
Yeah.
It's time for Lou. Lou's first call when we come back on 720 WGN. Here's Mary.
It's Lou's first call with Lou Manfredini and Steve Cochran. Brought to you by American Weathermakers.
American Weathermakers. We won't be comfortable until you are.
You know, I was talking to musical director John DeCoss about this, Lou, and we don't play your John DeCoss song simply because your intro is already 12 minutes long. But we should find a way to work that in because it's really good.
Maybe just even a note.
Oh, a note of the song.
Yeah, that's just like one note.
Like name that tune.
Yeah, okay, we're good. Lou's first call is because Lou gets very busy on Saturday mornings here on 720 WGN. And if you don't want to wait for Lou's first call or be in line tomorrow, you can be Lou's first call, like Dave in Villa Park. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We are fine. How are you?
I am awesome.
All right. Congratulations on that, you egomaniac.
You.
What's your question for Lou?
I live in a house in Villa Park that has some concrete front steps that were painted. The house is nearly 100 years old, and we had noticed last summer the paint was starting to peel off. And so we've used a combination of a pressure washer and then concrete paint stripper. And we've gotten just about everything off, except we have basically right outside the front door, it looks to be two older layers of paint that we have put every bit of elbow grease.
Oh, how do you get that out? All right, we got it.
That's my question.
Well, what do you got?
Well, so you can get this thing called a nylon cup stripper, which you put it on the end of a drill. And if you were to use something like citrus strip, which is a paint stripper, it's a gel-based stripper, put it over the top of that, let it sit, and then with this nylon cup brush stripper on the end of the drill, you can get more elbow grease and dig in to really try and get that off. If you're ultimately trying to get to regular concrete, just this regular concrete look, you may not get it all because concrete obviously is porous, but that's your best bet, is trying that on the end of a drill.
And what's the success ratio for that? Is it a 50-50?
It's better than that. I mean, I think that if you give the liquid stripper enough time to work and you really make sure you're wearing safety glasses to do that and you really let the drill and the brush on the end of it work, it'll come up.
What if you blow up the steps and put new steps in?
Well, that's a lot more expensive, but you could do that as well.
Sure. What if you move?
Well, even better. Mm. Yeah. Get a house with no steps.
What if you never live there at all?
Well, then it's like not even this call never even happened.
What if this show isn't on the air?
Wow. It's very existential this morning.
Andre has a question for you.
All right, Lou, two quickies. First of all, I want to do some remodeling. I want to paint and put in new carpet. I do the carpet first, right? Or do I paint first?
Paint first. Yeah, that way.
Okay.
Paint first, and then when you do the carpeting, you may have to touch up a little bit of the around the trim work. But that way, if you spill stuff, you don't have to worry about harming the brand new carpeting.
Okay, so paint first. And there's a small chunk.
Lou, are you taking a follow-up?
Oh, yeah, this is a follow-up. Yeah, Lou will. He's my friend.
All right, he says yes to
the follow-up. There's a chunk in like a one slat of my hardwood floor is missing. Can I just replace that piece, or do I have to do the whole kitchen area?
Well, you're going to have to get a professional to come out and finger in a new board. But once you do that, the problem is you have to sand the entire floor to get it all to blend in.
Okay. Can you come out today?
I'm busy today, but there might be. Oh, geez, I'm busy tomorrow too.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Sorry,
friend.
I thought tomorrow.
Cool. Thank you.
Texter from the 847 says, "I want to put insulation in my attic. What do you recommend? And what's a good price per square foot? How is it priced? And if I do it, should I put attic fans up there?"
There's no such thing as too much ventilation in an attic, so I'm a huge fan of that. You got a lot of choices when it comes to attics. Blown-in cellulose is one of my faves. The most efficient is a spray foam insulation, and a lot of these guys will come in. When they do it, they pull out all the old insulation first, and then they put a layer of spray foam. The nice thing about spray foam is you don't have to fill the place up with as much insulation, so if you do any kind of storage up there, it offers you more flexibility. As far as a square foot price, I mean, on average, you're probably going to spend somewhere in the neighborhoods of about $2,000 to $3,000 to do an attic, average size attic. It depends on the obviously the type of insulation you choose. But if you're looking to lower your energy bills and do, if you ask me, what's the single thing that I could do to be more comfortable in my home and lower my energy bills? Put more insulation in your attic.
Look at you, Mr. Smarty Pants. Mark Carmen, you have a question for
Lou. My air conditioner sounds like a plane taking off. My place does get cool, but they can hear it across the city. What do I do?
Yeah, that's the condensing unit. If it's an older unit outside, when you start to hear that thing whine like an A320 taking off, then you're on borrowed time, Mark. And so the question you have to ask yourself is, how old is my existing furnace versus the air conditioner? If the whole thing is more than 15 years old, it may make sense to replace it all. That's not an inexpensive proposition. But if it's less than that, you could just replace the condensing unit. But know that that would probably be somewhere in the neighborhoods of about a $1,500 to $2,000 replacement.
Great.
Well, that's great because he's loaded. by the way, Dave won an April Air Wi-Fi thermostat allowing you to adjust the temperature of your home's air on your smartphone. Brought to you by American Weathermakers. Oh, with the 60-minute man, call 855.
He could call those guys.
You could call him. Mark could call him.
Yeah.
Yeah, 855-955-HVAC. Just remember, right before and after they do the work, you have to say, American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60 Minute Men. Otherwise, they can't finish the job.
No problem. Right.
Big weekend for you?
No, just spending time with what few children are in town on Father's Day.
Isn't that something?
They're all over the place. So
I want to set up the text question this way. As fathers, the rap we always get is, well, you're too hard to buy for. And I always maintain, no, we're not. You don't listen. And you don't want to buy what we ask you to buy or what we recommend. So here's the text question of the day from dads. I'm just looking for answers from dads. Now, if you want to chime in as a wiseacre mom, that's fine. But from dads, what do you want for Father's Day? There's your text question of the day. 312-981-7200. What do you want? So, Lou, what do you want for Father's Day? And see, the deal is we can generally get whatever we want, regardless of income level, so we don't ask for much.
Yeah.
But there are things we'd like.
Well, you know what I want now? We have a daughter. Our daughter Mallory's going off to college, and she's going to the University of Denver. And so I want Denver swag.
There you go.
Oh, that's nice.
There you go.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
Would you rather have time as well? You know, if your kids
No, we insist on that anyway.
Okay.
That shouldn't be a gift.
A gift and time.
And
okay.
a bottle of rye whiskey.
Okay.
Oh, did I just say that out loud?
Yes, that'll actually be wrapped up along with the weed in your
She's
Denver
not
swag.
In the
weed.
Well, the Denver, right, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, buddy.
Love you.
Lou's on TV next. Love you back. Lou's on TV next, and we're back with a big story on 720 WGN. Thank you, American Weathermakers Heating.
Grin Show.
Woo!
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 Ow!
Love that money.
Just ahead of Elise Link, Christy from Lombard was our big winner earlier on in the hour. I forgot what I gave her. A very attentive texter. And we're getting some great texts on the text question of the day. We'll get to these as time allows today. And that's dads telling us what they actually want for Father's Day. We're not that hard to buy for. You just don't give us the stuff we ask for. What do you really want for Father's Day? 312-981-7200. But in reference to something Lou said, a texter from the 815, my date last night was named Liquid Stripper. And this is the worst transition ever. Let me bring Elise Klink in. Good morning, Elise. How are you?
Oh, just great, Steve. Thanks.
There's a lot of information to pack in. Sometimes things don't go together. You know what I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
You sit in this host chair.
I was trying to think of a clever switch over to mortgage interest rates, but I'm blank.
That's the worst stripper name ever, mortgage interest rates.
There you go. My date last night
was mortgage interest rates.
I think you should somehow figure amortization in there.
That's no good. Amortization?
Yeah. That's
nice girl. Such a pretty face. All right, Elise Glink is at thinkglink.com. We're going to break for traffic, come back with you. Give me two or three topics you'd like to discuss today.
Let's talk about whether we're going to have a recession in 2019 to 2020.
That'll be fun.
And
let's do that.
Yeah. Okay. We'll start there.
And mortgage rates, as you mentioned, interest rates as well. And also, she got a story up, 5 Threats for Real Estate. I have a feeling this may be a new book for her because she's only had 50 or 60 of them. So we'll get to that as well.
We can do that, too.
All right.
We can talk about my walkabout last night in downtown Denver. We can talk about that, too.
Are you in Denver right now?
I am.
All right. So if the air gets thin and you pass out during the segment, let me know. Or we'll just
wait for
the thump.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
The song holds up pretty well. Unless you're talking to a 21-year-old who goes, seriously, Grandpa? Elise Glink standing by, live from Denver. What are you doing in Denver?
So it's the annual National Association of Real Estate Editors Conference, and this is the time when sort of all the housing economists and the head people from Zillow and Trulia and Redfin and all the other kind of new technology companies that are coming in and disrupting real estate get together and kind of show us their stuff.
And will there be discussions of the controversy over whether or not Zillow or truly I can actually put a number on my house or if it negatively affects my value?
Well, it's interesting. That court case, which is I believe now class action, or they're trying to make it class action, started by a woman in Glenview. That case is going to take a while to unfold. People here don't think she has much of a chance, but, you know, they're economists, not lawyers. So we'll have to see if they're right. But What we are hearing a lot about is something that Zillow started a little while ago called Instant Offers. It's in competition with several other technology companies. I think one is called Opendoor and one is called Offerpad. Where basically it's a model of technology plus people on the ground to help you sell your house. So a new version of discount brokerage. And it's interesting, and it's starting up in lots of different places, and it's making real estate people very nervous.
You are, of course, an expert on all things, not just money. But I'm curious, you're in Colorado. Have you gone to, not as a user, but as a business research project, have you gone to one of the pot places?
Yeah, so I did last night, actually. It was my first opportunity to sort of wander around with. I was with a colleague who is more of an imbiber. Is that a word? I don't know.
Sampler. Sampler.
Right, sampler. Yeah. A sampler. Mm-hmm. Very knowledgeable and was giving me a tour of the latest industry in Colorado, which has been having some really interesting repercussions. People could not be nicer in a pot dispensary. Man, they're all so happy. They must be testing the product in the back room.
Right.
But it's interesting to see how they've sprung up, how they have very specific hours, when they're allowed to be open, when not. When you go in, you have your photo ID checked several times throughout the process.
That's because they forget the first five times they check it.
Exactly. So it was very interesting to go in and get a lesson on Colorado's latest retail establishments.
The collecting of taxes is interesting to me because it's an all-cash business, because it has to be, because otherwise you'd have problems with money transfers from other states that aren't legal in regards to weed. So I don't know how they collect the right amount of taxes.
Well, it's really interesting. You know, it's the first time I've been in a retail establishment where everybody is whipping out their wallets and taking cash out,
right?
It's really interesting to see that, and people are counting out exact change, and the cashiers know how to count exact change, so this is all good. I actually, in a different state, far away, that does not permit legalized marijuana, there's a person I know who's been working on credit card technology. She has a very successful business, but the business she's building now is working on using credit cards for pot establishments nationwide. And trying to work that out with the legal laws and sort of the change of atmosphere in Washington has been very, very interesting. But she has about 500 of these dispensaries,
wow.
300, some big number, already linked up. And they're just waiting for a few rule changes. And then they think they're going to be able to take this next step, which is to at least allow electronic payments of sorts.
Smart. Very smart. All right, let's run through a couple other things here. And by the way, if you're wondering which one, Elise doesn't endorse any of them, but there's the Weed Loft, Just Weed, the Place for Pringles. I mean, you know, they're all in the book. All right, interest rates up. What do you make of that?
So the Fed raised interest rates. What I'm hearing from the housing economists here is it just is going to contribute eventually to the lack of affordability. But, you know, at the beginning of the year, I came on your show and I said, everybody in real estate is saying interest rates will be close to 5% by the end of the year. And really what we've seen is interest rates, despite the Fed upping interest rate, the federal funds rate twice, actual mortgage interest rates are down because the long-term trend is down. And so if you want to get a 30-year loan today, 3.75%, but if you have a credit card with debt on it, that's where it's really going to hurt you because the average credit card interest rate is almost at 16%. And when the Fed funds rate goes up, credit card rates are tied to that. And so you're going to start to see your credit card get a whole lot more expensive. So the message there, pay off your balance ASAP.
Mortgage rates steady, though, for now?
They are ridiculously steady. In fact, I have one friend who's been a real estate mortgage broker based in California for 30-something years, and he thinks the trend is going even lower. And that has, again, much more to do about what's going on in the bond market. There's some concern about an inverted yield, and that can be known to cause recessions. And so it's interesting to start to hear different kinds of people at this conference talk about a possible recession in 2019 and 2020, part of it real estate driven, part of it driven by tighter lending restrictions. The hedge fund guys who are here who bought tens of thousands of real estate houses and turned them into rentals, they're the ones who are seeing the condo thing begin to turn, the rental market begin to turn. And it was interesting to hear what they had to say. And I've put some things already up on my website at thinklink.com, and I'll be posting some more
things from the conference there as well.
Five Threats for Real Estate is also up there. We're not going to give that one away. You got to go to thinklink.com and see it. Five Threats for Real Estate. Carm, you own a building. You're a slumlord. Carm invested in real estate many years ago at the bottom of the market in Kansas City and still owns that building. I was very impressed at the time because he was making $12 a year. But do you have a question for our expert, Elise?
Well, I'm wondering, Elise, if you believe that there is a recession coming in 2019, 2020, what would you do if you were in the stock market? What's your advice to those people?
My advice is to stay in. If you weren't the kind of person who, when it fell all the way down to, like, say, 6,600, and then you sold and you never bought back till it hit, say, 20,000, that was a losing move for you. So I would say that what we've seen since then is that the stock market seems absolutely impervious to almost anything real. I think it would take something much bigger than a glancing blow kind of a recession to cause a problem there. But state of Illinois has different issues. And so while we're not invested in the state of Illinois stock market, there are other concerns to be had, like rising property taxes. So things to think about if you're buying property in Illinois: how much are you paying in taxes now? What are you going to be paying? And just make sure you can afford that.
Is there nothing but Grateful Dead music playing at the pot dispensaries? Just like one long guitar riff?
You know what? It's funny. They've got, in addition to chewables and edibles and brownies and all kinds of things that you smoke, they actually have clothing. And I was so tempted to buy a T-shirt from this dispensary.
Oh, yeah.
The way they advertise.
Hemp clothes, yeah.
Hemp clothing.
Like hemp clothes, right? And they're like softest shirt you'll ever touch. And to me, that was the funniest part of the whole experience. And then I said to them, can I take a picture? And they said, sure, but you have to wait till the transaction is over. And so my friend completed his purchase, and I took some pictures, and I'll post one up on Twitter and send one to you. You can put it up on WGN.
Do it. Definitely do it. And if you need customer service and you're not getting it in a pot dispensary, just toss them a Frisbee.
There you go.
They'll be happy for hours.
Just smile. They're so nice.
Or a bag of chips.
So thank you, Elise Glink. ThankGlink.com. News next.
Timeless, memorable music is back on the radio
at 87.7 FM.
Great artists.
Great songs.
Great memories.
Right now on 87.7 FM. The music you've been missing is on 87.7 FM.
MeTV FM.
Capture some bragging rights in Galena and Joe Davies County this summer. There's kayaks, paddle boards, and canoes for water lovers. For the adventurous, capture the thrill of the alpine slide, a canopy tour, and a hot air balloon flight. Ride the mighty Mississippi on a river cruise. Capture some relaxation at our spas, golf courses, and wineries. Capture the beautiful scenery with a horseback ride or a hike. Capture history with a tour of the Ulysses S. Grant home. See our unique museums, a blacksmith shop, and the Apple River Fort. Capture bargains while shopping. Check out all of the events at galena.org. There's something happening all the time for everyone. Are you up for amazing in Galena and Joe Davies County this summer? Brought to you by galena.org and the Illinois Office of Tourism.
Shop early during Mattress Firm's 4th of July sale. You can save up to $500 store-wide on the best brands. A king-size recliner fit for dad. That's the thing when you get an adjustable base. Shop early and don't miss their best financing offer of 0% APR for 6 years. Come in today and take advantage of interest-free financing. You can start sleeping happy for as little as $15 a month at 866-780-6220. You can get credit costs and terms if you're so inclined. And just in time for summer, get a Serta iComfort Temp Touch, a memory foam mattress with revolutionary cooling technology that'll support every curve of your body at an unbeatable price. And might I say, your curves are fantastic. Queen set started just an exclusive price at $1,299.99, because that's better than anybody's doing. Nobody sells cool comfort for less. And then there's the Beautyrest Black Hybrid, a multi-touch memory foam mattress you're going to love as well. It's technology to power off. It's all at Mattress Firm. Save money and sleep happy. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. Galena.org brings you the news. And if you're an Amazon Echo user, just say play WGN Radio. Here's Steve.
Thanks, Steve. Good morning, everyone. Some light rain this morning, 67 degrees in Chicago. It's been a violent 24 hours in the city. There's also been a shooting downtown right after traffic in Mary Vandeveld.
On the Edens, not too bad. About 24 in from Lake Hook Road. Kennedy, 42 from O'Hare, 34 outbound to the airport. Eisenhower, 50 in from 53, 32 from Mannheim, and 42 outbound to 53. Stevenson, inbound 38 from the Tri-State, 45 outbound to 294. Inbound Ryan's, 18 from 95th. Bishop Ford, delays into Sibley, 57 from 115th. No tollway delays. We still have fire activity, fire cleanup going on the near west side. Laughlin between Fulton and Lake, and also Humboldt Park area. Homan is still closed off between Grand and Augusta. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
Traffic sponsored by Mary and Joy Rehabilitation Hospital. As a part of Northwestern Medicine, Mary and Joy is continuing its commitment to invest in leading-edge technology, research, and expanded therapy options to benefit patients. To learn more, visit maryandjoy.nm.org.
A 77-year-old man and a teenage boy were killed in separate attacks and 10 other people wounded during just an eight-hour period yesterday. The 17-year-old boy was shot dead in the South Austin neighborhood. One of the shootings happened downtown last night near Millennium Park.
It was on the northeast corner of Monroe and Michigan, where a 21-year-old man was shot around 8:25 Thursday evening, according to police. He suffered a gunshot wound to the abdomen and was taken to Northwestern Memorial Hospital, where his condition was stabilized. Police say he's not cooperating with investigators. Bob Kessler, WGN News.
The 77-year-old man was shot and killed in the West Englewood neighborhood. Several people pulled up in a light-colored sedan near 68th and Hermitage and started firing. Neighbor Richard Dunn was friends with the victim for 50 years.
This don't make no sense. This don't make no sense at all. Why would you kill a man like that?
The intended target of the attack was not hit. At least one person's been seriously injured in a big fire in a vacant warehouse in the Humboldt Park neighborhood on the west side. Crews responded to that fire just after 4 a.m. Grand and Homan, a third alarm was called to bring in more firefighters. Authorities discovered more than 2 tons of fireworks in a suburban home while responding to a call of a domestic dispute. Charges are pending against the resident of the Lamont Township home. The Cook County Sheriff's Department went there on Wednesday, saw what looked like a box of fireworks inside the front door. They say a search turned up fireworks and materials to make even more, including flash powder and fuses. Job growth remains below the national average in Illinois, but the unemployment rate dropped slightly last month. State Department of Employment Security spokesperson Bob Goff says the jobless rate for May was 4.6%, and growth was limited to 2,400 jobs.
We are getting some gains, but they're still not the kind of gains we'd like to be seeing, and we are certainly below the national average. If we were having the kind of job growth that they're seeing as the national average, we'd have an additional 650,000 jobs right now.
The biggest gains were in construction, education, and health services. Losses were seen in trade, transportation, utilities, and in government. A New Hampshire restaurant is banning tips in favor of raising menu prices to give its staff a salary of $45,000 to $50,000 per year. Owners of the Settlement Brewery in Dover say they are the first restaurant in New Hampshire to ban tipping and will no longer accept tips starting on Labor Day. Now, WGN Sports, here's Mark Harmon.
And good morning. White Sox with a win over Baltimore yesterday, 5-2, as they take 3 of 4 in the series. And Matt Davidson, another home run. That's 4 straight days with a bomb, 14 homers on the season. The White Sox moving on to Toronto tonight. Jose Quintana trying to pitch a little better. He's 0-4 with an ERA in the mid-6s in his last 4 starts, 2-8 on the year. Cubs were off yesterday. They're in Pittsburgh tonight. Cubs have lost 10 of 11 on the road, 1 game under .500. Eddie Butler starts tonight. Day 2 of the 117th U.S. Open. There is an interesting name, one shot back. Xander Schauffele, 23 years old. He's 6 under and will be on the course in about 1 hour from now. Your leader, Ricky Fowler, who did not have a bogey on day 1. A very impressive showing for Fowler. 7 under, 7 birdies, 11 pars. Bears wrapped up OTAs as training camp will start on July the 26th. Bears first preseason game August 10th. They have not signed their number one draft pick, first round draft pick, number 2 overall, Mitch Trubisky, but do expect to have that done by the time training camp rolls around. I'm Mark Harmon, WGN Sports.
Carrier asks, what does comfort mean to you? We know it means more than just the temperature. And the people who invented modern air conditioning keep inventing new ways to make you comfortable. Carrier, Turn to the experts.
Call your local factory authorized dealer today for hassle-free financing and total savings up to $2,300 when coupled with utility rebates. Call 855-GET-COMFY or visit carrierdealer.com today. That's carrierdealer.com.
Looks like some cable and phone companies are trying to sell home security. But when a burglar sees one of their signs in the front yard, what does it say? Oh, wow, this home has 599 channels. Or, oh, these guys have high-speed internet. But the ADT sign, it says, this family trusts the company whose name means security. So beat it. It's no wonder 5 times more people choose ADT to protect their homes.
Learn more at ADT.com and see licensing and terms and conditions.
Chevy's summer countdown continues. Right now, get 17% off MSRP on a 2017 Chevy Traverse. That's over $6,000 total cash savings, but only until June 30th. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details. Go for it.
Walter Jacobson here for Hearing Health Center. Remember my friend who wanted to save money by getting his hearing aids at a big box store? Good thing he took my advice to go to Hearing Health Center. Turned out he had a medical problem diagnosed by the Health Center doctor. Another friend boasted about saving $2,000 buying hearing aids on the internet. He's not boasting now. He thought the 3 visits he got with the hearing aids would be plenty, not realizing there'd be repairs, adjustments, and professional maintenance. He told me he's already spent way more than the $2,000 he saved. Audiology should not be a one-shot deal. At Hearing Health Center, I have a lifetime relationship with my doctor. My satisfaction is guaranteed without any follow-up charges. Call 844-MY-HEARING for a free hearing checkup in Chicago, Park Ridge, Oak Brook, Naperville, or Highland Park. That's 844-MY-HEARING or book online at hearinghealthcenter.com. It could be the beginning of a beautiful relationship.
Your money on WGN, some developing news from overseas. If you have travel plans to Europe for the 4th of July, pay attention. British Airways cabin crew will stage a 2-week strike starting July 1st in a dispute over pay and travel concessions, likely to impact air travel all over the UK. Shares in Takata were halted in Tokyo this morning following reports that the embattled airbag maker is close to filing for bankruptcy. Nestle is considering a sale of its U.S. confectionery business. The business, which had sales of $900 million last year, includes the iconic snack brands Butterfinger, Baby Ruth, $100,000, also Sweet Tarts, Laffy Taffy, and much more. Now the WGN Chicago Weather Center forecast with meteorologist Mike Hammernick.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning will be ending, turning partly sunny, warm this afternoon. Look for a high of 87 degrees. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, low of 70. Tomorrow, Saturday, storms early and late. The late-day storms may be severe, warm and humid with a high of 90 degrees. Partly cloudy on Sunday, high 82. Sunshine Monday, 79. And on Tuesday, partly sunny. Could be some storms late in the day. Look for a high of 81. From the WGN Weather Center, I'm Mike Hammernick.
It's 67 in Elgin right now, 70 in Gary, some light rain at O'Hare, 67, 69 at Midway and at the lakefront. I'm Steve Krasanich in the WGN Newsroom, ready to join the conversation live whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
You know, I get up every morning, the alarm clock's warning. Take the 8:15 in this city. On the Steve Cochran Show, all-time top 10, this is number 2.
People should know that Andrea dances to every song on your show, Steve. I think that's important.
That is important. Yeah, it is important. We'll be releasing the video. Pardon me. Play Majors Madness presented by the 2017 BMW Championship all golf season long. Go to WGNRadio.com/contest and register and make your picks for the golfers you think will finish 1st through 10th at the majors. After the tournament, the first place winner gets a pair of tickets to the BMW at Conway Farm September 12th through the 17th. And they're also eligible to win a round of golf for 4 at the beautiful Bolingbrook Golf Club, including a warm-up on the range and golf cart, too. You don't get to keep the golf cart, though. It's just for the round.
Right, then you got to give it back.
You have to give it back, yeah. Register and play Majors Madness presented by the BMW Championship at WGNRadio.com/contest. We welcome our friend Steve Burness to the studio from the Better Business Bureau. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Let me get a mic on it works. How about now?
I'm sorry.
There you are.
There you are. Hiya.
We are fine, and good to see you as always.
Thank you so much for having me.
We, of course, like to have you around so you can alert us to the scams we're all victimized by and subject to, and we can tell our friends and family. And a lot of times, you know, we want to remind you to tell your parents because your parents are better than you. They're good people. They trust others, but to their own fault.
Right, exactly. Trust. Tell them again and tell them again. That's the key. When my mom was living, I kept telling her until it was really stuck in her head. And unfortunately, the scams today, there's so many scams out there. You just can't keep track of them all. I mean, honestly, I've been doing this for almost 30 years now, and it's just like the scams continue to increase because it works.
It seems like the scams are getting – they look more realistic because my mom texted me the other day. She said, oh, I got the horse racing video that you sent. Well, I'm a horse racing fan. So is she. I didn't send her a video, so it wouldn't – why wouldn't she click on it? You know what I mean? So you have to just look beyond.
That's interesting. So since we get targeted advertising, can scammers buy those same lists and know what we're doing?
Exactly. They buy the same list, and they actually have viruses on your computer, so they keep track of what you're doing and see your keystroke. So, yes, they're targeted scams just like everybody else. They buy lists, and it's a commodity to them. So once you fall victim to a scam, your name's worth more to them. They sell it to other scammers.
You brought in something. You've got some great tchotchkes at the Better Business Bureau. And you brought in something this morning that I don't think we've ever discussed on the air, but it's a Better Business Bureau webcam cover. A lot of people still think this is a myth.
It is.
You can sit there naked and nobody's looking at you through the camera on your computer.
That is a big myth because it can't happen. People are hacked every single day, and identity theft is still the fastest growing crime. But people don't realize that you have your camera on your PC. That little dot on top of your terminal is a camera, and they can hack into your system, and they can turn the camera on and see what you're doing, what your family's doing, and if you're home.
I had a friend, not kidding, a couple of days ago, she was talking about making a cake recipe, a very specific cake recipe, talking about it at home. So she said, I'm going to make this cherry lemon cake. Okay. Next day, she gets a Facebook ad for a recipe, a cherry lemon cake. And it was a specific cake. It wasn't just like, oh, I'm going to make a chocolate cake. How do they get that information?
Depending on me, she might have looked it up on Google or something for the recipe itself.
Oh, they would have clicked
through. That's usually tracked. But you can't.
Or it could be some creep at Betty Crocker.
But they do have the ability to listen to you and look at in the video if they are in your machine. So you have to be very careful. That's why we have that webcam cover. You put it over the system. If you don't have a webcam cover, you just put a piece of tape on it to protect yourself because they can break into your systems. And you have to update your virus protection. I think that's the key.
Constantly. And it's easy.
It's so easy. And do it automatically. People don't like to do it automatically. Do it automatically. It's better that way because you don't have to forget about it and think about it at all. But that's the most important thing. That's the only way you can keep up with these viruses. And
what about the cameras on our phones?
Cameras on the phones, they can hack, obviously, too, as well. But it's not as prevalent as on a computer and a PC. But, yes, they're computers themselves.
So should you keep your location services off?
People like to keep them off. And it's up to you what kind of applications you use to determine whether you need it on. So if you're using like a Waze type computer, you need it on.
I think you only turn location on when you need it. First off, it's a battery suck.
It's a battery.
And secondarily, why would you want your location revealed to everybody to know where you are?
That's true. Exactly. They can follow you around everywhere. Exactly. Right. See where
you're at. I live a secret life. I can't have that out there.
How secret, Steve?
Yeah, I'll be in the book. Carms, you would like if people were looking at you naked on your computer, right?
I mean, I got everything on you. I want people to find me. I'm very lonely. That's the way I go about my life.
I should take that camera cover back from him then.
He's trying to meet someone related to identity theft.
Not too many people like him around.
Not a lot. What else are you talking about at the Better Business Bureau?
Father's Day is coming up, and obviously the record amount is going to be spent this year, according to the National Retail Federation. It's going to be around $15 billion in Father's Day.
We're finally getting something?
Finally getting something. Oh, wow. So look under the look in your house on Sunday.
We do a huge thing every year, and as long as I'm here, we'll do it for Mother's Day. And there's always planning and talking and kvetching and, how are we going to do it? How are we going to get it right? Not a word about Father's
Day. Not a word, huh?
Nobody said, let's get all the dads in for Father's Day. Nobody even brought it up.
I don't wonder why. Maybe you have to remind them again.
No, that's fine.
That's fine. But we're seeing a lot of scams on the internet.
I'll just sit in the lawn. I don't want to be a bother.
Fake websites, you got to be very careful of those. And if you're buying gift cards or certificates, make sure you read the conditions. The big print giveth, the little print taketh away in the back. And we had a big problem Mother's Day. We haven't seen it yet, but free gifts for dad. We're going to see a lot of a splurge of that this weekend where it's actually fake free gifts to get you to come into the store or just taking advantage of the consumers and just sending them out fake free coupons. And they did that a lot for Mother's Day as well. So be very careful who you're buying from. Never follow a pop-up ad. I cannot tell you enough that it's so important. If you get an, if you're on your computer and a pop-up ad, ignore it, cancel it, close it. Those are never good, the pop-up ads.
And it's too bad because it is something that advertisers spend legitimate money on, but the risk is too high.
The risk is too high. So if you want a retailer, if you think it's a great deal, go to the retailer directly. Everybody has sales. And sign up for their own email list, because every retailer will have a list that you can sign up for or go on their Facebook page and like them.
Then it's something you ask for.
Then you something you ask for. When you didn't ask for it and it pops up, that's what I call the tip-off to the rip-off.
Travel tips. This one travels all the time.
She travels all the time, right? Yeah, we're getting a lot of calls and tips on people getting emails saying that you want a trip. That is a tip off to rip off. When somebody says you want a trip and you got to pay for the trip or give them your credit card number, you haven't won anything. So we're seeing a lot of that. Fake offers. You'll get an offer for a real low price to stay in this exotic home, except they don't have keys to the home. It's fake. They just want your credit card information or your information about yourself, your driver's license, things of that nature. There's so many scams out there related to travel. You've got to know and trust the person you're dealing with, not somebody just pop up ad or an email that comes in.
I do get so many emails now because I do travel, either from, and Travelzoo's great, Groupon travel is fine too, but so many of these, Steve, and they say, okay, it's a 5-star hotel, right. You know, just click here, you can check it. Should you believe the link that they send you when you want to check the hotels or check if you're going to do it yourself trip instead of
go to the hotels directly yourself. This got to stay away from those ads that come. You don't know where they're sending you. It can be a hidden URL in there and sending to a third party website that even may not even be the hotel. Because how many times? You might be a different URL and just have a different character in there, and we've seen that many times. So if you're going to do it yourself, is deal with the hotels, names you trust, and go directly to their websites directly.
Well, let's hit some summer job scams in a second. Can you hang around for a minute?
Of course.
Let's do traffic first. Mary Vandeveld's here, and she's been involved in the identity theft game for years. Her front is as a traffic reporter. So why don't you go ahead and do the fake job first.
Okay, I'll try. A fire that has been cleared now near West Side. Laughlin reopened between Fulton and Lake, but crews are still on the scene. Cleanup of the fire in Humboldt Park. Homan is still closed off from Grand to Augusta. 24 minutes on the Edens both ways. The Kennedy inbound 45 from O'Hare. 20 from the Edens up on 34 to the airport. Inbound Eisenhower is 52 from 53, about 48 outbound of 53. Inbound Stevenson 40, actually in both directions between the drive and the Tri-State. Inbound Ryan 20 from 95th. The Bishop Ford is slow into Sibley, 57 from 115th. No big tollway delays as of yet. Lakeshore Drive looking good as well. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
This month, stories of life, stories of pride, like Kim Hunt.
Coming out for me meant telling my husband and trying to figure out what we were going to do next because we had kids. So we went to PTA meetings and school events together, and for many years, their teachers didn't even know we were divorced. And even after he was remarried and with a child, and I've been with my spouse now for almost 18 years, we still did things together for our kids. And I even remember going to a PTA meeting for his son and in place of his wife because she couldn't come. And that was very confusing for the teachers, of course, but it wasn't for us. It was just how our life was.
June is Pride Month. Watch more stories at WGNradio.com/pride. Sponsored by Jewel Osco on 720 WGN. Celtic Thunder Symphony Tour, an exciting new show, singing with symphony orchestras, fan favorites, and best love songs. Celtic Thunder, accompanied by a symphony orchestra, December 7th, live at the Chicago Theater. Don't miss this one-of-a-kind performance from Celtic Thunder. Tickets on sale today at Ticketmaster.com or by phone.
It's the Lazy Boy Flash Sale, where you can save some serious cash in a flash. Friday through Monday only. Get 25% off great-looking sofas, sectionals, chairs, and more. Plus, you'll get bonus savings of an extra $100 off your purchase. Don't miss the Flash Sale. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably.
Friday through Monday, save 25% off everything. Plus, bonus savings. Savings this good will be gone in a flash. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably.
Your credit card companies love you. They love it when your cards stay maxed out. They love it when you only make minimum payments. They love it when you struggle. Why? Because they own you. And minimum payments mean maximum profits. Here's great news. National Debt Relief is now offering you free information on how to escape your credit card debt nightmare. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are only barely making minimum payments, know this. You may not have to pay it all back. In fact, you may have the right to settle that debt for only a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of people get rid of over $500 million of debt, and they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get the information you need for free right now before this offer goes away. Call National Debt Relief now and escape your credit card debt troubles. 800-770-6595. 800-770-6595. 800-770-6595.
Has a pop-up ever appeared on your computer screen flashing a scary virus warning and then somebody ends up stealing your identity? You need LifeLock at 1-800-LifeLock or LifeLock.com. Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau is here. When you get these pop-ups that come up, whether they're ads or something else, sadly, you've got to be skeptical, right?
You have to be very skeptical because you don't know who the company is behind them. And then actually, it can be hidden URL and it can take you to a different website, even with this one character different. And you think you're going to a legitimate site when you can be going to a scam website.
And so, if you see a long web address at top, you're not going to go through every character and go, wait, this looks
exactly
funky.
So basically, deal with companies you know and trust and go directly. You key in the URL to companies you know and trust and obviously check them out with the Better Business Bureau.
Unlike us, you can't have Steve Burness live with you and protect you from yourself. So you need LifeLock. At 1-800-LifeLock or LifeLock.com, you can save now up to 10% with the Ultimate Plus membership like the one I have. When you mention LifeLock or use it as the promotional code, 1-800-LifeLock or LifeLock.com. Membership starts as low as $9.99 a month. And while nobody can stop all the creeps, Steve Burness stops all of them, and LifeLock's a close second. And credit monitoring sucks. So 1-800-LifeLock or LifeLock.com.
And don't forget, Steve makes Sundays your official night to tour the city. Watch Chicago's Best at 10 p.m., then stick around for the latest in shopping, entertainment, and events on See Chicago at 10:30 p.m. on WGN-TV.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Steve Burness here from the Better Business Bureau. You want your kid to go get a summer job, but you don't know if the kid who came to your front door is a good kid or a bad kid. What do you do?
Well, basically, we got to be very, very careful on the internet, especially because we're seeing a lot of job offers on the internet. And basically, they're saying they're from legitimate companies, and they're not. So you have to do some research on them because we're getting calls in that saying that they're recruiters, but we need your credit card number for to handle processing fees. We need your Social Security number right away. And these students
are... These are recruiters for kids who might have a credit card?
Who usually have their parents' credit card. Usually, if they're recent college graduates, they even have their own credit card. I got a credit card in college. I even have a job. So they give these credit cards out pretty freely. But the scammers want to separate you from your cash. But we're seeing a lot more people going on legitimate websites, putting their resumes, and all of a sudden they're getting calls because it's on public information. So you're all your information... So you think it's a legitimate recruiter calling from XYZ company, oh, great, I'm going to be hired. This woman, you know, she paid him, I think it was like $500, and realized it wasn't the company itself. It was a well-known company. She thought she had her dream job, and she lost $500. That's the minimal. That one, we've seen, you know, people lose thousands of dollars on their credit cards.
Somebody brought up online a texter a few minutes ago about the scams that go on with identity theft with your computer, and why isn't there more government pressure on the giants, Google and Facebook and others, to put a stop to this?
Well, they keep building the wall, and then the scammer keeps breaking the wall down, basically. So they build these security measures, and obviously the companies have to do more for better security. But the kids out there and the scammers and the bad guys are one step ahead of everybody, it seems. So as soon as they build something, they find a way to get around it and hack into it.
Do you have to, if you're buying something online or doing anything online, do you have to give your email and phone number?
You do not.
Okay, because
no.
That always, you know, they say we need your email to confirm the order or your phone, and I hate giving that information.
If there's
out.
A vendor that refuses to sell to you without that information, then buy somewhere else.
You just go somewhere else, basically. They want your information. You got to look at the privacy seal. So some legitimate companies will take it and won't sell it. Some will, though. So if you want to read the privacy policy, and it should state in there, we won't sell your email, then it's safe to give. But read the policy, but it's too long. Nobody's going to
read
it.
That big, long thing that we just click agree on.
You're on, exactly.
Do the opt-outs work?
They do. On legitimate organizations, see? But the other ones you opt out on, they feel it's an active email then. So if you're getting a spam email and you opt out of it, hey, guess what? Hey, there is somebody behind this email.
Do you have any sense, this is a totally different topic here, do you have any sense of why the do not call list isn't working anymore?
Because I blame it on the mobile phones, actually, because of the plethora of mobile phones numbers out there is that there's just so many numbers out there.
I have my do not call number listed, my mobile phone as well, and without adding a second app that screens the calls, I was getting a ton of them.
Getting a ton of them, and you're getting from legitimate organizations. You just have to tell them no to stop or file a complaint. Federal Trade Commission with the Better Business Bureau, it is against the law, but consumers don't complain. That's basically what happens. They just hang up and, write off to Experian. Complain on those companies, find out who they are, and tell them, that you are going to report them to both the Better Business Bureau and Federal Trade Commission. And Federal Trade Commission has taken action on organizations that violate that. So there's some stiff penalties for it.
They look legit because you'll get a 773
right.
or a 312. You'll get an area code that you're right. familiar with. And what I've been doing is blocking them, but then right. you start blocking everything.
Right. But spoofing, caller ID spoofing is available to anybody on the internet. It's very cheap. So basically what it means is that they can change a caller ID, and they usually put it around your number to make you think, hey, it's a local call. It's coming from my neighborhood, or it happens to be real close to my cellular phone number. They're just spoofing the number so you can't call them back and find out who they are. And a lot of the time, the bad companies, they don't care if they're on the do not call list or not. They're just trying to separate you from your money and scam you, so they don't really care. So if you get a call and you don't recognize the number, don't answer it.
855 calls me every day. We're friends now.
No, once again, Mark using it to meet people.
My guy in the 855. What's up, dude?
Great to see you as always.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
And the Better Business Bureau research and development and protecting you continues every minute of every day to make sure that you're protected from yourself.
Exactly.
So if people need information on any business, what do they do?
Go to BBB.org or call the Better Business Bureau directly, but please check beforehand, not after, because sometimes it's too late. We can tell you about businesses, whether they're good or bad.
There you go. Steve Burness.
Thank you.
Before we take the break, we got a bunch of great texts coming in. Oh, and did I mention President Trump's going to call?
Is it for sure?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to happen today.
Good.
Yeah. So, I'm not surprised. The text question of the day at 312-981-7200 is the number. And here's what you can do when you text in. I'm looking for dads to tell me what they actually want, because this is what we hear all the time. Burness knows this. Oh, you're too hard to buy for. No. We suggest things, and you go, you don't want that. And then you don't get it for us. Here are some dads. 630, a mushroom log. I don't even know what that is. What's a mushroom log?
I didn't know what that was either.
I don't know what that is. 630, I'd like my family together for the day. It's nice.
See, that's nice. See, time. That's what they want.
708, my box of favorite cigars. 815, Milwaukee cordless drill and impact driver set. Can't you hear the other? As soon as this comes out of a dad's mouth, can't you hear somebody who probably sounds a little female going, don't you have enough tools? Cigars. Yeah, look, I'd like to keep you around. I don't want you to die.
Exactly, yeah. No, Home Depot gift card and buy him the cigars.
Yeah, gift cards are fine for dads. I don't know any dad that would be offended with a gift
card. Absolutely.
630, for Father's Day, I'd like someone else to do the barbecue and keep getting me beer.
Okay, Dad.
Well, what's wrong with that? Okay, somebody else do the grilling on Father's Day.
And keep getting me beer so we can get drunk in the backyard.
Yeah, exactly, the way it should be. 312, I want my college-bound daughter to get a job. That's not so much a gift as a wish, I think, really, as much as anything else.
It's not magic.
It's a little hostile.
608, I wouldn't mind a child for Father's Day. Now, this could be a new business, Carmen. not intentional, but no regrets that we never had kids. A little too old now, but I feel like I'm missing out. Isn't that nice?
Adoption, fostering.
Yeah, adoption.
No, I was talking about actually Carmen. Like Carmen would play the role of the child.
We can adopt Carmen?
That'd be perfect.
I wrote him, told him I'm in.
Yeah,
630, I work 2 full-time jobs 7 days a week since my son was born 3 years ago. I just want time with my son.
See, time.
Oh, that'll break your heart,
man. Told you guys, time.
But did you hear what I just said?
No.
2 full-time jobs, 7 days a week, kids 3. He just wants time with his son.
Wait. Hey, you know what? We all work 2 jobs 7 days a week.
No.
I'm kidding.
No, we don't. No. Cruella DeVille playing the role of Andrea today.
Rough life, Andrea.
I'm joking.
630, I've been asking for a skateboard for 5 years now. This is what I'm talking about. They refuse to buy it because my wife says I'll kill myself. Hey, I used to be really good 30 years ago.
I'll get it for him.
Just a few. Yeah, well, that's the other thing. You suck the joy out of it. If here's, you hand off the skateboard and you go, oh, here, this is what you wanted.
Don't kill yourself.
Yep, guys always want toys. Boys always want their toys.
Well, it's Father's Day.
That's
you should
right.
get what you want.
That's okay. Let him kill
here,
himself.
Here you go. You want to kill yourself? Kill yourself. 733. Big story next. 720 WGN.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
You can see all the action up close. Advance tickets for the 2017 BMW Championship at Conway Farms are available now. The top 70 for the FedEx Cup playoffs, September 14th through the 17th. I hope you're going to be there. All-inclusive options and reserve seating now. It puts you right in the middle of it all, including new reserve seats on the 18th green. There's nothing like the excitement of being there live up close with the players in the middle of the action. And we hope you can be there because I'm going to be there, and I'd like to see you there. Jason Day, Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth, Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler, and more. One day and weekly passes are available now. Don't miss a moment. History will be made. Purchase your daily or weekly tickets today at BMWChampionship.com. Just so we know, I'm not nuts. I look back 20 years on because I got heckled by a couple of friends on text, including Jimmy DeCastro, the guy who used to run this joint.
I know him, yeah.
So I look back 20 years on U.S. Open course sites. Par was almost always 70, occasionally 71. It's 72 this year because of the length of the golf course.
Yeah, Erin Hills is crazy long. 8 mile walk.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Okay, Grandpa.
Grandpa's never wrong. Sponsored by New Balance Chicago. Carm's in for Edit in a minute with the sports, but first here's Andre to do that news.
That's right. And at least one person injured in this huge three-alarm fire at a vacant building in Humboldt Park early this morning. It started just a few hours ago, about 4 o'clock, as Grand between Holman and Spalding closed. The injured person was taken in serious condition to Stroger Hospital. This is they're still investigating the cause.
We've had other incidents in this building in the past, yes.
That is Chicago Fire Department District Chief Donald Roma says it's too soon to tell if homeless people were using the building as a shelter.
We have four tower ladders here and a squad and a couple hand lines. So we have a lot of water going on this right now.
And he said that building is supposed to be empty.
It's a vacant warehouse. It's been here for a long period of time. We're in defensive mode. There's been one injury here. It's not a firefighter. It was a civilian that was on the street when we first arrived.
Firefighters still at that scene. They are battling the blaze in defense mode now. Fire officials say the roof has collapsed. Again, we'll keep you updated on developments. That is what we know for now. Still checking on the cause of that massive fire in Humboldt Park this morning. That's the big story. And now a check of traffic. Here's Mary.
And as the investigation continues with that fire, Holman is still closed off from Grand to Augusta. No delays on the Edens. It's about 24 minutes both ways. Up on Kennedy 40 to the airport 42 coming in 20 from the Edens. Inbound Eisenhower is an hour from 5335 from Mannheim 54 outbound. Stevenson 42 in both directions between the Tri-State and the Drive. And the inbound Ryan's 20 from 95th. Bishop Ford is in pretty good shape. 57 slow from 130th. Accident northbound 355 at Boughton. Left lane is blocked. Lake Shore Drive is busy into Belmont. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mary Vandeville, WGN Traffic Central.
Everyone loves a tax break, and now leasing a new car in Illinois is a lot less taxing than it used to be. This is big news you can take to the bank. Even better, leasing your next new car allows you to afford a lot more car for a lot less money. With an automobile lease, you don't pay for the entire car. You pay only for what you use. This means lower monthly payments for the same car or more car than you ever thought possible. That's more car for less money and lower taxes to boot. With a lease, you can get a new car every 3 or 4 years. The latest automobile technology more often. State-of-the-art safety features. Outstanding fuel economy. And low maintenance costs. It all adds up. The smart money is on leasing. Your new car dealer has leasing experts who have all the details. Boost your smart money IQ. Go to drivechicago.com to learn the secret to getting a lot more car for a lot less money. It's the lease you can do.
This summer, recharge your life by unplugging. At an Indiana state park, you can paddle your days away on a serene lake or bound along a soaring sand dune. Feel the majesty of a forest trail from the saddle of a horse or the seat of your mountain bike. With so many adventures awaiting you, you'll want to stay a few days. Start exploring at visitindiana.com/parks.
Living with a wet basement or crawl space? Call PermaSeal for a free inspection and get the peace of mind you deserve. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
This is Brian Wickard, president and owner of Acunet Mortgage. I want to give you two good reasons to choose my company for your pre-approval instead of your bank or the nation's largest online lender. Reason number one is that with Acunet, we're a lot more thorough. The banks and big lenders just verify your credit. With our exclusive, rock-solid, fully verified, and guaranteed pre-approval process, we verify and analyze not only your credit, but your income and down payment, too. We're so confident in our rock-solid pre-approval process that we'll pay $1,000 each to both you and the seller if we can't issue a final commitment letter that matches our rock-solid pre-approval. Reason number two is closing costs. Acunet's closing costs are typically between $1,000 and $3,000 less than the big lenders for the same rate. And when you're buying a home, a couple thousand extra bucks in your bank account comes in pretty handy. Check us out and get started with your rock-solid pre-approval today at Acunet.com. That's ACCUNET.com.
Acunet Mortgage is an equal housing lender and Illinois residential mortgage licensee. NMLS ID 255368, 13000 West Silver Spring Drive in Low Overhead, Butler, Wisconsin, 53007.
Your money on 720 WGN. Here's Steve Grzanich.
And thanks, Andrea. Home builders slowed down the pace of construction for the third straight month in May, a possible sign that the shortage of houses for sale might worsen. Commerce Department says housing starts fell 5.5% in May to a seasonally adjusted rate of just 1 million units. This comes after a 2.7% monthly decline in April, 7% drop in March. Some big news involving McDonald's this morning. McDonald's is no longer going to be an Olympic sponsor. The breakup is a huge shift for the fast food giant, which has been sponsoring the Olympics since 1976 and has been a partner with the International Olympic Committee since 1996. McDonald's shares are flat this morning. Stock futures are higher as we head toward the opening bell in just about an hour. And that is your money.
WGN Sports. Ricky Fowler has 4 PGA Tour wins, but he's never won a major. 29 career appearances. He's up top the leaderboard of the U.S. Open right now at 7 under par. Very impressive first day for Fowler. At 6 under par, Xander Schauffele, 23 years old, turned pro in 2015. Golfers are on the course. We'll have an update coming up at 8 o'clock. White Sox, a winner over Baltimore, 5-2. Matt Davidson homered. We're going to hear from Sam Panionovich covering the White Sox coming up at 8 as well. Avi Garcia leading the American League in batting. Cubs are on the road tonight at Pittsburgh. Cubs have lost 10 of their last 11 on the road. They just lost 2 out of 3 in New York, one game under 500. Eddie Butler, 3-2 starts, his 7th start. He's lasted at least 5 innings in his past 4. The Bears mini camp is over for the second straight year. John Fox canceled the last practice, rewarding his players for their commitment. Training camp starts July 26th when the players report first practice on the 27th. I'm Mark Harmon, WGN Sports.
And the WGN Chicago Weather Center forecast. Yeah, we are seeing a little bit of rain out there. That'll continue. Should end by mid-afternoon, turning partly sunny and warm, a high of 87. And tonight, the rain returns, a low of 70 degrees. Same for Saturday, warm and humid with a high of 90. And Sunday, rounding out the weekend with a great day. No rain in the forecast yet, partly cloudy, high of 82 on Sunday. Our current conditions, 68 at Midway, 69 at Midway, 70 along Chicago's lakefront. Next news update will be at 8 o'clock. Get Chicago news first at the top of every hour. I'm Andrea Darlis on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand.
743. Father's Day weekend. I hope you have a beautiful Father's Day. I hope you certainly spend some time with your dad, wherever he is. If your dad's no longer here, I hope you take some time, think about him, have some happy memories. And I'd like to congratulate one of the great dads in the world, Ross Cochran. This is his second Father's Day.
That's right. Is he going to have any time?
He's a phenomenal dad.
Is he going to have any time for you this weekend, or is he too busy?
Matter of fact, we're going to play golf tomorrow.
Yes. Awesome.
Yeah.
Very nice.
It'll be great. Abigail Grace, very lucky to have Ross Cochran for her dad.
Yes, she is.
So, which is what she told me yesterday, which again shows how advanced she is because she's only a year and a half old.
I got to see Ross recently at the Real Estate Rumble. He was representing well, Steve, just for the record. Just want that out there.
Sorry, I just giggle when I hear Ross was at the Real Estate Rumble.
He was there, baby.
What is that, like real estate agents fighting to the death in a ring?
Yes, it was unbelievable. These guys went, they were in it to win it, man.
Ultimate fighting amongst real estate agents?
Random wackos getting in the ring and putting their entire manhood and womanhood on the line. There was one battle between like a 5 foot tall versus a 5 foot tall.
How do I not know this? Was this wrestling or what was it?
No, it was boxing. Like gloves, headgear.
Yeah, I guess maybe he did tell me about this, but I don't think I got the full comprehensive picture of this.
He was filming, doing it all.
Did Hochberg fight?
I was hoping that Hochberg would be there, but he wasn't and did not fight, obviously, since he wasn't there. But that was the type of guy that was
Rumble.
In there. The Real Estate Rumble.
Was it like Realtor against Realtor?
Yep.
Oh, gotcha.
Do we have like other industries that do this?
I don't know. It was my first experience. I was totally stunned by what was going on.
It's the Battle of the Baristas.
Let's get ready to rumble. Can you see I'm starting that?
You work in real estate, and now you want to fight to raise money for charity against your fellow realtors, all for a good cause.
Now, every industry has some that just take it way too seriously. Were there a few of those types there?
Oh, one guy stormed out of the ring, and like there was stairs to like the upper region where they got dressed. He's walking up the stairs, cursing away. I'm like, dude, you're here for charity.
Right.
It's the Real Estate Rumble. Chill out.
Any of them have any skills?
I wouldn't have wanted to be in the ring with about half of them. I wouldn't want to be.
But they just throwing haymakers. I mean, just crazy wild swings.
There's one guy that I could think of that I'm like, you do this for a living.
Looks like
you
box a little bit.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, I was not. Were you aware of the Real Estate Rumble?
I was not. I have not heard of that.
It was at the Park West. Felt like I was.
Which
like,
again, that's a great venue.
It is a great
to
venue.
See a concert and dress up. And
I felt like it was like the mid '80s in there. You know, the heyday of the Park West.
Right. Yeah, screaming and stomping and.
I guess I'm Blondie there.
Okay. Do me a favor. Let me know wherever you see my son.
No problem.
Spot him. Poor Ross. He's going to have to go incognito places now.
Well, I know one of the things we'll be talking about tomorrow.
Oh, way to out him, man.
I think at 26, he doesn't have to worry about being grounded anymore. Not that he ever was to begin with.
And I don't want to out him too much here, Steve, but I think Ross was ready to go by the end of it.
Was he ready to go?
Yeah.
I don't doubt it. He's going to get in there and start swinging. At 7:46, quick check of the traffic. Mary, you know who's on hold?
Who?
President Trump.
No way.
Yeah, we're going to get to him in just a second.
Oh, tell him to hold on. Okay. Traffic sponsored by Presence Health. The Eden's 24 in both directions. Kennedy, not too bad. 46 in from O'Hare. Of course, it's raining now, so there's going to be bigger delays. Inbound Ike is 56 from 53, 55 outbound. 42 on the Stevenson both ways between the Tri-State and the Drive. Inbound Ryan, 20 from 95th. Slow on 57 from 130th. Still have an accident. 355 northbound at Boughton in the left lane. Slow on Lakeshore Drive into Belmont. And due to the Humboldt Humboldt Park fire still being investigated. Homan is closed off between Grand and Augusta. Staying on top of your health starts with an annual wellness visit. With same-day and weekend appointments, you can schedule a visit today at presencehealth.org/docs. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
The roads won't get fixed, the lottery won't sell us tickets anymore, and our last guest, a Democratic member of the Illinois House, said it's the governor's fault. Our next guest is a Republican. I'll bet he has a different take. Plus, the bright side's your chance to tell us some good news.
Friday midday with John Williams. He starts at 1 on 720 WGN.
Every business is different, with a different vision and different assets. Yet most banks offer the same ideas and the same one-size-fits-all solutions. At Associated Bank, we believe banks should offer different solutions for different businesses. It just makes sense. That's why we take a different approach to commercial banking, one that takes the hassle out of banking and works to find customized solutions for you, one that puts relationships and trust first. Sure, that's a little different for a bank, but at Associated Bank, we believe relationships matter and personalized service should be the norm. From capital markets experts who can help set your business on an upward trajectory to treasury management experts with a knack for finding new ways to make your money work for you, we offer a full-service experience with innovative tools for managing your most valuable assets. To learn more about how Associated Bank takes a different approach to commercial banking, visit AssociatedBank.com or tune in every Thursday morning at 5:08 to WGN's opening bell for a discussion on current financial trends and topics from Associated Bank. Member FDIC.
Achieving your personal best on the road or in the gym often comes down to not what you do, but how you feel. And when it comes to the right shoes, nothing feels better than New Balance. Shop at New Balance Chicago, where our in-store teams are extensively trained to guide you through a personalized shoe fitting. The fit specialists at New Balance Chicago take precise measurements of your feet. Then they analyze how you stand, walk, and run in order to determine your foot size, shape, and gait. Your individual foot characteristics are then matched against more than 100 New Balance models in men's shoes up to size 20, women's up to size 13, all in multiple widths from extra narrow to extra wide, resulting in shoes that give you the comfort and confidence you need to test the limits and surpass your personal best. Experience the difference of custom fit for yourself. Visit the fit specialists at New Balance Chicago today, with four convenient locations in Lincoln Park, Oak Brook Terrace, Orland Park, and Schaumburg.
Why did you bring us to a fun house?
Look in this mirror. See how it contorts your reflection?
My body is swoopy and concave.
Precisely. These mirrors inspired me to design the Avery bedroom at Penny Mustard.
Yes, the bedroom set with curving, concave angles and shapes.
Ha! This one makes me look goofy.
Ben, that's a regular mirror.
The Avery bedroom with queen bed, dresser, mirror, and nightstand. Just $41.51 at Penny Mustard.
Five locations throughout Chicagoland.
PennyMustard.com.
The Midwestern University Multi-Specialty Clinic in Downers Grove offers a comprehensive, patient-centered healthcare experience at their Family Medicine Clinic, Speech Language Institute, Physical Therapy Institute, Dental Institute, and Eye Institute. Their clinics, you'll receive quality care from a team of highly qualified faculty and students. Learn more at mwuclinics.com or call 630-743-4500. The Midwestern University Clinic, your family's home for healthcare.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio.
Under budget, ahead of schedule.
This is the Steve Cochran Show.
Where essentially I'm the president.
On Chicago's very own.
I love Chicago. I know Chicago.
720 WGN.
Mike Madigan claiming the governor has the onus is on him to fix the problem, in Madigan's words, that he manufactured. Wow, is Madigan a creep?
We're going to do a...
he's just a creep.
A budget big story breakdown at 8:30.
About who's getting penalized?
About, yeah, who's getting really... I mean, everyone's getting messed up by this. I don't want to say screwed by this, but they have passed a couple of things. Mm-hmm. They're not crazy far apart. They just need to get there.
The governor's asked for a special 10-day session for legislators to return to get their S together and get it done.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. IDOT projects will shut down, and yesterday we did the lottery story. Not going to be playing the lottery anymore. You're going to have to go to Indiana if you want to play it.
You know, for the Democrat side of this, and specifically for the Speaker, been whining about how the governor's treated him for the past 2 years. I don't think claiming he's faking this and creating this is going to help.
No.
So, you know, time for everybody to man up and get it done and woman up and get it done.
Yeah. The blame game's done.
Stop
I mean,
it.
This is past D-Day.
And I swear, if these guys get anything done, and Republicans, Democrats, all of them, and then hold a congratulatory press conference to thank everybody, I'll personally have to go there and slap them all.
I would actually go with you, so just so I could video. I'll Facebook Live that.
It should be embarrassed beyond belief.
I agree. There's no excuse. I'll go in
the
3 years.
The bare minimum is get a budget done.
Yeah, big time.
Prediction, will they do it?
I'm going to say yeah.
All right, I'll go with that then.
Yeah.
I'll go with that. I'll just go with Andrea. Whatever Andrea says.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, now listen, you guys know how I feel about the president, but I thought maybe as a way of, you know, an olive branch of sorts, you know, caught up in the moment, maybe.
I can't believe it.
President Trump joins us on the phone now. And regardless of the water under the bridge, I wanted to wish you a belated happy birthday and thank you for taking the time, sir. Do we have the president? Was he not available?
No. Is he blowing us off?
That would actually be funny if he hung up on me after all this.
Oh, no. You'll get him.
We apparently, let me just, okay, it's on hold. Do what you need to do. We didn't have him.
Maybe
we
thought,
had him, no, we didn't have
wait,
him.
Maybe thought you were tweeting. Maybe didn't think you were actually going to call.
I thought this was how the president would get me back.
Uh-huh.
Like the press office said, no, we totally agree to an interview. We do all the setup. We have our phones screened by the Secret Service. Whatever.
Maybe now.
Let's try one more time. Mr. President, can you hear me?
Yes, it's a great honor.
Okay, great,
for you,
great.
For you to have me on your show, Steve. Appreciate that.
Well, listen, and I apologize for the technical confusion there. But anyway, a happy belated happy birthday.
Well, whatever. You know, you got to do what you got to do with a podcast like this, so I appreciate it.
It's actually a real show. This is actually a full-blown show, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, have you been busy? Has it been a busy week?
A very, very busy week. You know, we had my birthday earlier this week.
Yes, I'd heard.
One of the greatest days in the history of our country, when Marianne McLeod Trump fully crowned and brought forth America's one and only Lord and Savior, Donald J. Trump.
Yes.
And my father, Fred, would have been there for the delivery, but he was too busy evicting low-income families from their apartments.
Right. No, I understand.
He had to pay the bills. He had to pay the bills. Happy Father's Day, Pops.
And it was different. It was different then, for sure.
It was a different time.
It was
right?
A different time. All right. The Washington Post says Robert Mueller is investigating you for obstruction of justice. I mean, what do you say about this?
I love how everyone's all about obstruction, obstruction. Look, the only obstruction I know about is when Chris Christie sits directly in front of you at a Bruce Springsteen show. That's a huge obstruction. That's called I want my money back obstruction, believe me. And on top of that, I think Christie has a bowel obstruction. He looks really backed up, bigly.
Are you doing that thing with your hands now where you do the okay sign with both hands at the same time? Is that what you're doing right now?
Double OKs. I call it the double OK pose.
Okay. I was also thinking about Jared Kushner, your son-in-law, because now his businesses are being investigated. Are you worried about him, and should he be worried?
Well, I don't know anything about that, but I will tell you, Jared is such a sweet boy. I mean, he's got that face. That face. You've seen it a million times.
Yes, I have.
Whenever you open a J. Crew catalog, he's got a beautiful face.
Yes, he does.
I have a tremendous amount of respect for Jared. And I live vicariously through him each and every day. I mean, such a lucky guy to be able to make love to that porcelain-skinned goddess of a daughter of mine.
See,
wow.
See, I got to tell you, there's creepy and there's second-level creepy.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, she is. Right. She's a beautiful girl. That's right. That's right. Now, Jeff Sessions, let me talk about your attorney general for a second, because Attorney General Sessions went to the Hill and testified this week and basically didn't say anything. Did you catch that? And what are your thoughts on it?
I have no recollection of that. Ah, see what I did there? No, seriously, Steve. Jeff is quite a guy. Jefferson Davis Hogg Beauregard Sessions, who was named after my favorite character in The Dukes of Hazzard. True story. He gave an unbelievable performance at that hearing. Unbelievable. He really did.
Yeah.
Jeff was so on point. He said he didn't know anything, and he knew exactly when absolutely nothing was taking place at all times.
Right.
Fantastic job.
So your thumbs up. Your thumb made double OKs.
Thumbs up. Double OKs.
Double OK. Now, a lot of people, including me, are saying he could have answered more of the questions. As a matter of fact, maybe he didn't answer any.
Okay, look, Steve, let's cut Jeff Sessions some slack. In my mind, he's 89 years old, so he can't possibly be asked to remember things that have happened in the past. He's just too old, okay? I don't know if you saw it, but he was decomposing right before our eyes during his testimony.
Oh,
I mean, he was giving John McCain a run for his money, believe me.
All right, I got to move on because we have time crunch here as well. You know how busy I am.
I know. Right.
You can imagine the pressure on me.
I'm a ratings juggernaut, Steve. We can keep going.
You said as well last week, you said you would be happy to testify under oath. You looked at Jonathan Carl from ABC. You looked him in the eyes and you said, I'll tell them exactly what I just told you. Are you still in that mindset?
I cannot wait to testify. I'm such a huge fan of Law & Order SVU. You have no idea. Mariska Hargitay, so hot. Such a legal, great legal mind. I usually watch the show in just an open bathroom.
Don't.
It's true.
Now you made it awkward again. What about Reince Priebus? Now, Reince Priebus, I knew Reince Priebus a little bit from the old days. He seemed like a nice guy, and yet now he's out there talking about how blessed he is to work for you. And there's something about maybe if he doesn't get his act together by the 4th of July and clean up the stress and the mess, you're going to toss him out. What's happening with Reince Priebus?
No, that's completely wrong. And my doctor said I could take a Tesla for Reince Priebus, by the way. But what I said was that if Reince doesn't get everything straightened out, on July 4th, he'll have to run across the White House lawn naked, waving a pack of lit sparklers. And if my son Barron laughs, he could keep his job.
Oh, you know what?
Keep his job.
You know what? I'm glad you brought up Barron, because I feel like in here on Father's Day weekend, one dad to another, you don't mention Barron much. And now Barron is in the White House. You've got Melania in the White House. How's it getting along having a family there?
He's locked in his room playing Xbox. What do you want me to do? Everyone's adapted very quickly, Steve. We're all under one roof. We're just as emotionally detached as ever before. Look, I don't know how Melania is doing, frankly. You know, she's still kind of angry with me after I tried to hold her hand in the Middle East. She has a strict no-touching clause that I agreed to when I signed her purchase order. I forgot about that. It was my fault. My bad. One time I rolled over and my arm brushed up against her in bed. She became violently ill. Who knew?
But does she have her own accommodations then?
Yeah, we got. Well, she's in the Mary Todd Lincoln room, you know, with okay, the straps right, and everything.
Yeah, of course, of course. All right, a collusion. You know, this is a word that continues to come up. Could you just level with me for a
all
second?
Right, I'm going to stop you right there, Cochran. There's no collusion. Okay, I don't know if Sessions or Jared or anybody met with the Russians. Anybody, believe me. I never saw anybody wearing any furry hats, drinking vodka at Trump Tower. I mean, Russians are pretty easy to pick out. I mean, come on. They all look like Boris and Natasha from the Bullwinkle show.
Right, they do. They do.
Excuse
they do.
Me. Vice President just walked in. Yeah. What is it, Mike?
Are you still talking to the fake media, sir?
Yes. What is it?
Well, sir, I was asked to come in and say you have something important to attend to get you off the call.
Great, Mike. Always thinking, buddy boy. Always thinking.
And let me just say it's been the highlight of my life.
The Grateful Dead music playing at the pot dispensaries? Just like one long guitar riff?
You know what? It's funny. They've got, in addition to chewables and edibles and brownies and all kinds of things that you smoke, they actually have clothing. And I was so tempted to buy a T-shirt from this dispensary.
Oh, yeah.
Hemp clothes, yeah.
Hemp clothing.
Like hemp clothes, right? And they're like softest shirt you'll ever touch. And to me, that was the funniest part of the whole experience. And then I said to them, can I take a picture? And they said, sure, but you have to wait till the transaction is over. And so my friend completed his purchase, and I took some pictures, and I'll post one up on Twitter and send one to you. You can put it up on WGN.
Do it. Definitely do it. And if you need customer service and you're not getting it in a pot dispensary, just toss them a Frisbee.
There you go.
They'll be happy for hours.
Just smile. They're so nice.
Or a bag of chips.
So thank you, Elise Glink. ThankGlink.com. News next.
Timeless, memorable music is back on the radio
at 87.7 FM.
Great artists.
Great songs.
Great memories.
Right now on 87.7 FM. The music you've been missing is on 87.7 FM.
MeTV FM.
Capture some bragging rights in Galena and Joe Davies County this summer. There's kayaks, paddle boards, and canoes for water lovers. For the adventurous, capture the thrill of the alpine slide, a canopy tour, and a hot air balloon flight. Ride the mighty Mississippi on a river cruise. Capture some relaxation at our spas, golf courses, and wineries.
Capture the beautiful scenery with a horseback ride or a hike. Capture history with a tour of the Ulysses S. Grant home. See our unique museums, a blacksmith shop, and the Apple River Fort. Capture bargains while shopping. Check out all of the events at galena.org. There's something happening all the time for everyone. Are you up for amazing in Galena and Joe Davies County this summer? Brought to you by galena.org and the Illinois Office of Tourism.
Shop early during Mattress Room's 4th of July sale. You can save up to $500 store-wide on the best brands. A king-size recliner fit for dad. That's the thing when you get an adjustable base. Shop early and don't miss their best financing offer of 0% APR for 6 years. Come in today and take advantage of interest-free financing. You can start sleeping happy for as little as $15 a month at 866-780-6220. You can get credit costs and terms if you're so inclined. And just in time for summer, get a Serta iComfort Temp Touch, a memory foam mattress with revolutionary cooling technology that'll support every curve of your body at an unbeatable price. And might I say, your curves are fantastic. Queen set started just exclusive price at $1,299.99 because that's better than anybody's doing. Nobody sells cool comfort for less. And then there's the Beautyrest Black Hybrid, a multi-touch memory foam mattress you're going to love as well. It's technology to power off. It's all at Mattress Firm. Save money and sleep happy. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. Galena.org brings you the news. And if you're an Amazon Echo user, just say play WGN Radio. Here's Steve.
Thanks, Steve. Good morning, everyone. Some light rain this morning, 67 degrees in Chicago. It's been a violent 24 hours in the city. There's also been a shooting downtown right after traffic in Mary Vandeveld.
On the Edens, not too bad. About 24 in from Lake Hook Road, Kennedy, 42 from O'Hare, 34 outbound to the airport. Eisenhower, 50 in from 53, 32 from Mannheim, and 42 outbound to 53. Stevenson inbound, 38 from the Tri-State, 45 outbound to 294. Inbound Ryan's, 18 from 95th. Bishop Ford delays into Sibley, 57 from 115th. No tollway delays. We still have fire activity, fire cleanup going on the near west side. Laughlin between Fulton and Lake, and also a Humboldt Park area. Homan is still closed off between Grand and Augusta. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
Traffic sponsored by Mary and Joy Rehabilitation Hospital. As a part of Northwestern Medicine, Mary and Joy is continuing its commitment to invest in leading-edge technology, research, and expanded therapy options to benefit patients. To learn more, visit maryandjoy.nm.org.
A 77-year-old man and a teenage boy were killed in separate attacks and 10 other people wounded during just an eight-hour period yesterday. The 17-year-old boy was shot dead in the South Austin neighborhood. One of the shootings happened downtown last night near Millennium Park.
It was on the northeast corner of Monroe and Michigan, where a 21-year-old man was shot around 8:25 Thursday evening, according to police. He suffered a gunshot wound to the abdomen and was taken to Northwestern Memorial Hospital, where his condition was stabilized. Police say he's not cooperating with investigators. Bob Kessler, WGN News.
The 77-year-old man was shot and killed in the West Englewood neighborhood. Several people pulled up in a light-colored sedan near 68th and Hermitage and started firing. Neighbor Richard Dunn was friends with the victim for 50 years.
This don't make no sense. This don't make no sense at all. Why would you kill a man like that?
The intended target of the attack was not hit. At least one person's been seriously injured in a big fire in a vacant warehouse in the Humboldt Park neighborhood on the west side. Crews responded to that fire just after 4 a.m. Grand and Homan, a third alarm was called to bring in more firefighters. Authorities discovered more than 2 tons of fireworks in a suburban home while responding to a call of a domestic dispute. Charges are pending against the resident of the Lamont Township home. The Cook County Sheriff's Department went there on Wednesday, saw what looked like a box of fireworks inside the front door. They say a search turned up fireworks and materials to make even more, including flash powder and fuses. Job growth remains below the national average in Illinois, but the unemployment rate dropped slightly last month. State Department of Employment Security spokesperson Bob Goff says the jobless rate for May was 4.6%, and growth was limited to 2,400 jobs.
We are getting some gains, but they're still not the kind of gains we'd like to be seeing, and we are certainly below the national average. If we were having the kind of job growth that they're seeing as the national average, we'd have an additional 650,000 jobs right now.
The biggest gains were in construction, education, and health services. Losses were seen in trade, transportation, utilities, and in government. A New Hampshire restaurant is banning tips in favor of raising menu prices to give its staff a salary of $45,000 to $50,000 per year. Owners of the Settlement Brewery in Dover say they are the first restaurant in New Hampshire to ban tipping and will no longer accept tips starting on Labor Day. Now, WGN Sports, here's Mark Harmon.
And good morning. White Sox with a win over Baltimore yesterday, 5-2, as they take 3 of 4 in the series. And Matt Davidson, another home run. That's four straight days with a bomb, 14 homers on the season. The White Sox moving on to Toronto tonight. Jose Quintana trying to pitch a little better. He's 0-4 with an ERA in the mid-sixes in his last four starts, 2-8 on the year. Cubs were off yesterday. They're in Pittsburgh tonight. Cubs have lost 10 of 11 on the road, one game under 500. Eddie Butler starts tonight. Day two of the 117th U.S. Open. There is an interesting name one shot back. Xander Schauffele, 23 years old. He's 6 under and will be on the course in about 1 hour from now. Your leader, Ricky Fowler, who did not have a bogey on day one. A very impressive showing for Fowler. 7 under, 7 birdies, 11 pars. Bears wrapped up OTAs as training camp will start on July the 26th. Bears' first preseason game August 10th. They have not signed their number one draft pick, first round draft pick, number 2 overall, Mitch Trubisky, but do expect to have that done by the time training camp rolls around. I'm Mark Harmon, WGN Sports.
Carrier asks, what does comfort mean to you? We know it means more than just the temperature. And the people who invented modern air conditioning keep inventing new ways to make you comfortable. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Call your local factory authorized dealer today for hassle-free financing and total savings up to $2,300 when coupled with utility rebates. Call 855-GET-COMFY or visit CarrierDealer.com today. That's CarrierDealer.com.
Looks like some cable and phone companies are trying to sell home security. But when a burglar sees one of their signs in the front yard, what does it say? Oh, wow, this home has 599 channels. Or, oh, these guys have high-speed internet. But the ADT sign, it says, this family trusts the company whose name means security. So beat it. It's no wonder 5 times more people choose ADT to protect their homes.
Learn more at ADT.com and to see licensing and terms and conditions.
Chevy's summer countdown continues. Right now, get 17% off MSRP on a 2017 Chevy Traverse. That's over $6,000 total cash savings, but only until June 30th. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details. Go for it.
Walter Jacobson here for Hearing Health Center. Remember my friend who wanted to save money by getting his hearing aids at a big box store? Good thing he took my advice to go to Hearing Health Center. Turned out he had a medical problem diagnosed by the Health Center doctor. Another friend boasted about saving $2,000 buying hearing aids on the internet. He's not boasting now. He thought the 3 visits he got with the hearing aids would be plenty, not realizing there'd be repairs, adjustments, and professional maintenance. He told me he's already spent way more than the $2,000 he saved. Audiology should not be a one-shot deal. At Hearing Health Center, I have a lifetime relationship with my doctor. My satisfaction is guaranteed without any follow-up charges. Call 844-MY-HEARING for a free hearing checkup in Chicago, Park Ridge, Oak Brook, Naperville, or Highland Park. That's 844-MY-HEARING or book online at hearinghealthcenter.com. It could be the beginning of a beautiful relationship.
Your money on WGN, some developing news from overseas. If you have travel plans to Europe for the 4th of July, pay attention. British Airways cabin crew will stage a 2-week strike starting July 1st in a dispute over pay and travel concessions, likely to impact air travel all over the UK. Shares in Takata were halted in Tokyo this morning following reports that the embattled airbag maker is close to filing for bankruptcy. Nestle is considering a sale of its U.S. confectionery business. The business, which had sales of $900 million last year, includes the iconic snack brands Butterfinger, Baby Ruth, $100,000, also Sweet Tarts, Laffy Taffy, and much more. Now the WGN Chicago Weather Center forecast with meteorologist Mike Hammernick.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning will be ending, turning partly sunny, warm this afternoon. Look for a high of 87 degrees. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, low of 70. Tomorrow, Saturday, storms early and late. The late-day storms may be severe, warm and humid with a high of 90 degrees. Partly cloudy on Sunday, high 82. Sunshine Monday, 79. And on Tuesday, partly sunny. Could be some storms late in the day. Look for a high of 81.
From the WGN Weather Center, I'm Mike Hammernick.
It's 67 in Elgin right now, 70 in Gary, some light rain at O'Hare, 67, 69 at Midway and at the lakefront. I'm Steve Krasanich in the WGN Newsroom, ready to join the conversation live whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
You know, I get up every morning, the alarm clock's warning. Can't be 8:15 in this city. On the Steve Cochran Show, all-time top 10, this is number 2.
People should know that Andrea dances to every song on your show, Steve. I think that's important.
That is important. Yeah, it is important. We'll be releasing the video. Pardon me. Play Majors Madness presented by the 2017 BMW Championship all golf season long. Go to WGNRadio.com/contest and register and make your picks for the golfers you think will finish first through 10th at the Majors. After the tournament, the first place winner gets a pair of tickets to the BMW at Conway Farm September 12th through the 17th. And they're also eligible to win a round of golf for four at the beautiful Bolingbrook Golf Club, including a warm-up on the range and golf cart, too. You don't get to keep the golf cart, though. It's just for the round.
Right, then you got to give it back.
You have to give it back, yeah. Register and play Majors Madness presented by the BMW Championship at WGNRadio.com/contest. We welcome our friend Steve Burness to the studio from the Better Business Bureau. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Let me get a mic on that works. How about now?
I'm sorry.
There you are.
There you are. Hiya.
We are fine, and good to see you as always.
Thank you so much for having me.
We, of course, like to have you around so you can alert us to the scams we're all victimized by and subject to, and we can tell our friends and family. And a lot of times, you know, we want to remind you to tell your parents, because your parents are better than you. They're good people. They trust others, but to their own fault.
Right, exactly. Trust, tell them again and tell them again. That's the key. When my mom was living, I kept telling her until it was really stuck in her head. And unfortunately, the scams today, there's so many scams out there. You just can't keep track of them all. I mean, honestly, I've been doing this for almost 30 years now, and it's just like the scams continue to increase because it works.
It seems like the scams are getting, they look more realistic, because my mom texted me the other day. She said, oh, I got the horse racing video that you sent. Well, I'm a horse racing fan. So is she. I didn't send her a video, so it wouldn't. Why wouldn't she click on it? You know what I mean? So you have to just look beyond.
That's interesting. So since we get targeted advertising, can scammers buy those same lists and know what we're doing?
Exactly. They buy the same list, and they actually, some, you know, have viruses on your computer, so they keep track of what you're doing and see your keystroke. So, yes, they're targeted scams just like everybody else. They buy lists, and it's a commodity to them. So once you fall victim to a scam, your name's worth more to them. They sell it to other scammers.
You brought in something. You've got some great tchotchkes at the Better Business Bureau, and you brought in something this morning that I don't think we've ever discussed on the air, but it's a Better Business Bureau webcam cover. A lot of people still think this is a myth.
It is.
You can sit there naked and nobody's looking at you through the camera on your computer.
That is a big myth, because it can't happen. People are hacked every single day, and identity theft is still the fastest growing crime. But people don't realize that you have your camera on your PC. That little dot on top of your terminal is a camera, and they can hack into your system, and they can turn the camera on and see what you're doing, what your family's doing, and if you're home.
I had a friend, not kidding, a couple of days ago, she was talking about making a cake recipe, a very specific cake recipe, talking about it at home. So she said, I'm going to make this cherry lemon cake. Okay. Next day, she gets a Facebook ad for a recipe, a cherry lemon cake. And it was a specific cake. It wasn't just like, oh, I'm going to make a chocolate cake. How do they get that information?
Depending on me, she might have looked it up on Google or something for the recipe itself.
Oh, they would have clicked
through. Tracked.
Right.
But you can't.
Or it could be some creep at Betty Crocker.
Yeah.
But they do have the ability to listen to you and look at in the video if they are in your machine. So you have to be very careful. That's why we have that webcam cover. You put it over the system. If you don't have a webcam cover, you just put a piece of tape on it instead of protect yourself, because they can break into your systems. And you have to update your virus protection. I think that's the key.
Constantly. And it's easy.
It's so easy. And do it automatically. People don't like it. Do it automatically. Do it automatically. It's better that way, because you don't have to forget about it
right.
and think about it at all. But that's the most important thing. That's the only way you can keep up with these viruses. And
what about the cameras on our phones.
Cameras on phones, they can hack, obviously, too, as well, but it is not as prevalent it is as on a computer and a PC. But, yes, they're computers themselves.
So should you keep your location services off? Or
most
on?
People like to keep them off. And it's up to you what kind of applications you use to determine whether you need it on. So if you're using, like, a Waze-type computer, you need it on.
I think you only turn location on when you need it. First off, it's a battery suck.
It's a battery,
and
yeah.
Secondarily, why would you want your location revealed to everybody that don't want to know where you are?
That's true.
Exactly. They can follow you around everywhere. Exactly. Right. See where you're
at. I mean, I live a secret life. I can't have that out there.
How secret, Steve?
Yeah, I'll be in the book. Carms, you would like if people were looking at you naked on your computer, right?
I mean, I got everything on. I want people to find me. I'm very lonely. That's right, the way I go about my life.
I should take that camera cover back from him then.
Yeah, he's trying to meet someone related to identity theft.
Not too many people like him around.
Yeah, not a lot. What else are you talking about at the Better Business Bureau?
Father's Day is coming up, and obviously the record amount is going to be spent this year, according to the National Retail Federation. It's going to be around $15 billion in Father's Day.
We're finally getting something?
Finally getting something. Oh, wow. So look under the look in your house on Sunday.
We do a huge thing every year, and as long as I'm here, we'll do it for Mother's Day. And there's always planning and talking and kvetching and, how are we going to do it? How are we going to get it right? Not a word about Father's
Day. Not a word, huh?
Nobody said, let's get all the dads in for Father's Day. Nobody even brought it up.
I don't wonder why. Maybe you have to remind them again.
No, that's fine.
That's fine. But we're seeing a lot of scams on the internet.
I'll just sit in the lawn. I don't want to be a bother.
Yeah. Fake websites, you got to be very careful of those. And if you're buying gift cards or certificates, make sure you read the conditions. The big print giveth, the little print taketh away in the back. And we had a big problem Mother's Day. We haven't seen it yet, but free gifts for dad. We're going to see a lot of a splurge of that this weekend, where it's actually fake free gifts to get you to come into the store, or just taking advantage of the consumers and just sending them out fake free coupons. And they did that a lot for Mother's Day as well. So be very careful who you're buying from. Never follow a pop-up ad. I cannot tell you enough. That is so important. If you're on your computer and a pop-up ad, ignore it, cancel it, close it. Those are never good, the pop-up ads.
And it's too bad, because it is something that advertisers spend legitimate money on, but the risk is too high.
The risk is too high. So if you want a retailer, if you think it's a great deal, go to the retailer directly. Everybody has sales. And sign up for their own email list, because every retailer will have a list that you can sign up for, or go on their Facebook page and like them.
Then it's something you ask for.
Something you ask for. When you didn't ask for it and it pops up, that's what I call the tip-off to the rip-off.
There you go.
Travel tips. This one travels all the time.
She travels all the time, right? Yeah. We're getting a lot of calls and tips on people getting emails saying that you want a trip. That is a tip off to rip off. When somebody says you want a trip and you got to pay for the trip, or give them your credit card number, you haven't won anything. So we're seeing a lot of that. Fake offers. You'll get an offer for a real low price to stay in this exotic home, except they don't have keys to the home. It's fake. They just want your credit card information, or your information about yourself, your driver's license, things of that nature. There's so many scams out there related to travel. You've got to know and trust the person you're dealing with, not somebody just pop-up ad or an email that comes in.
I do get so many emails now, because I do travel, either from, and Travelzoo's great, Groupon travel is fine too, but so many of these, Steve, and they say, okay, it's a 5-star hotel, right? You know, just click here, you can check it. Should you believe the link that they send you when you want to check the hotels, or check if you're going to do it yourself trip instead of
go to the hotels directly yourself. This has got to stay away from those ads that come. You don't know where they're sending you. It can be a hidden URL in there and sending to a third party website that even may not even be the hotel. Because how many times? You might be a different URL and just have a different character in there, and we've seen that many times. So if you're going to do it yourself, is deal with the hotels, names you trust, and go directly to their websites directly.
Well, let's hit some summer job scams in a second. Can you hang around for a minute?
Of course.
Let's do traffic first. Mary Vandeveld's here, and she's been involved in the identity theft game for years. Her front is as a traffic reporter. So why don't you go ahead and do the fake job first?
Okay, I'll try. A fire that has been cleared now near West Side. Laughlin reopened between Fulton and Lake, but crews are still on the scene. Cleanup of the fire in Humboldt Park. Homan is still closed off from Grand to Augusta. 24 minutes on the Edens both ways. The Kennedy inbound 45 from O'Hare. 20 from the Edens up on 34 to the airport. Inbound Eisenhower is 52 from 53, about 48 outbound of 53. Inbound Stevenson 40, actually in both directions between the drive and the Tri-State. Inbound Ryan 20 from 95th. The Bishop Ford is slow into Sibley, 57 from 115th. No big tollway delays as of yet. Lakeshore Drive looking good as well. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
This month, stories of life, stories of pride, like Kim Hunt.
Coming out for me meant telling my husband and trying to figure out what we were going to do next because we had kids. So we went to PTA meetings and school events together, and for many years, their teachers didn't even know we were divorced. And even after he was remarried and with a child, and I've been with my spouse now for almost 18 years, we still did things together for our kids. And I even remember going to a PTA meeting for his son and in place of his wife because she couldn't come. And that was very confusing for the teachers, of course, but it wasn't for us. It was just how our life was.
June is Pride Month. Watch more stories at WGNradio.com/pride. Sponsored by Jewel Osco on 720 WGN. Celtic Thunder Symphony Tour, an exciting new show, singing with symphony orchestras, fan favorites, and best love songs. Celtic Thunder, accompanied by a symphony orchestra, December 7th, live at the Chicago Theater. Don't miss this one-of-a-kind performance from Celtic Thunder. Tickets on sale today at Ticketmaster.com or by phone.
It's the Lazy Boy Flash Sale, where you can save some serious cash in a flash. Friday through Monday only, get 25% off great-looking sofas, sectionals, chairs, and more. Plus, you'll get bonus savings of an extra $100 off your purchase. Don't miss the Flash Sale. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably.
Friday through Monday, save 25% off everything, plus bonus savings. Savings this good will be gone in a flash. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably.
Your credit card companies love you. They love it when your cards stay maxed out. They love it when you only make minimum payments. They love it when you struggle. Why? Because they own you. And minimum payments mean maximum profits. Here's great news. National Debt Relief is now offering you free information on how to escape your credit card debt nightmare. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are only barely making minimum payments, know this. You may not have to pay it all back. In fact, you may have the right to settle that debt for only a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of people get rid of over $500 million of debt, and they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get the information you need for free right now before this offer goes away. Call National Debt Relief now and escape your credit card debt troubles. 800-770-6595. 800-770-6595. 800-770-6595.
Has a pop-up ever appeared on your computer screen flashing a scary virus warning and then somebody ends up stealing your identity? You need LifeLock at 1-800-LifeLock or LifeLock.com. Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau is here. When you get these pop-ups that come up, whether they're ads or something else, sadly, you've got to be skeptical, right?
You have to be very skeptical. You don't know who the company's behind them. And then actually, it can be hidden URL, and it can take you to a different website, even with just one character different. And you think you're going to a legitimate site when you can be going to a scam website.
And so, if you see a long web address at top, you're not going to go through every character and go, wait, this looks
exactly
funky.
So basically, deal with companies you know and trust and go directly. You key in the URL to companies you know and trust and obviously check them out with the Better Business Bureau.
Unlike us, you can't have Steve Burness live with you and protect you from yourself. So you need LifeLock. At 1-800-LifeLock or LifeLock.com, you can save now up to 10% with the Ultimate Plus membership like the one I have. When you mention LifeLock or use it as the promotional code, 1-800-LifeLock or LifeLock.com. Membership start as low as $9.99 a month. And while nobody can stop all the creeps, Steve Burness stops all of them, and LifeLock's a close second. And credit monitoring sucks. So 1-800-LifeLock or LifeLock.com.
And don't forget, Steve makes Sundays your official night to tour the city. Watch Chicago's Best at 10 p.m., then stick around for the latest in shopping, entertainment, and events on See Chicago at 10:30 p.m. on WGN-TV.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Steve Burness here from the Better Business Bureau. You want your kid to go get a summer job, but you don't know if the kid who came to your front door is a good kid or a bad kid. What do you do?
Well, basically, we got to be very, very careful on the internet, especially because we're seeing a lot of job offers on the internet, and basically they're saying they're from legitimate companies, and they're not. So you have to do some research on them, because we're getting calls in that saying that they're recruiters, but we need your credit card number for to handle processing fees. We need your Social Security number right away. And these students
are... These are recruiters for kids who might have a credit card?
Who usually have their parents' credit card, usually. If they're recent college graduates, they even have their own credit card. I got a credit card in college. I didn't even have a job. So they give these credit cards out pretty freely. But the scammers want to separate you from your cash. But we're seeing a lot more people going on legitimate websites, putting their resumes, and all of a sudden they're getting calls because it's on public information. So you're all your information... So you think it's a legitimate recruiter calling from XYZ company, and you, and oh great, I'm going to be hired. This woman, you know, she paid him, I think it was like $500, and realized it wasn't the company itself. It was a well-known company. She thought she had her dream job, and she lost $500. That's the minimal. That one, we've seen, you know, people lose thousands of dollars on their credit cards.
Somebody brought up online a texter a few minutes ago about the scams that go on with identity theft with your computer, and why isn't there more government pressure on the giants, Google and Facebook and others, to put a stop to this?
Well, they keep building the wall, and then the scammer keeps breaking the wall down, basically. So they build these security measures, and obviously the companies have to do more for better security. But the kids out there and the scammers and the bad guys are one step ahead of everybody, it seems. So as soon as they build something, they find a way to get around it and hack into it.
Do you have to, if you're buying something online or doing anything online, do you have to give your email and phone number?
You do not.
Okay, because
no.
That always, you know, they say we need your email to confirm the order or your phone, and I hate giving that information.
If there's
out.
A vendor that refuses to sell to you without that information, then buy somewhere else.
You just go somewhere else, basically. They want your information. You got to look at the privacy seal. So some legitimate companies will take it and won't sell it. Some will, though. So if you want to read the privacy policy, and it should state in there, we won't sell your email, then it's safe to give. But read the policy, but it's too long. Nobody's
going
to read
that big, long thing that we just click agree on.
You're on, exactly.
Do the opt-outs work?
They do. On legitimate organizations, see? But the other ones you opt out on, they feel it's an active email then. So if you get a spam email and you opt out of it, hey, guess what? Hey, there is somebody behind this email.
Do you have any sense, this is a totally different topic here, do you have any sense of why the do not call list isn't working anymore?
Because I blame it on the mobile phones, actually, because of the plethora of mobile phones numbers out there, is that there's just so many numbers out there.
But I have my do not call number listed, my mobile phone as well, and without adding a second app that screens the calls, I was getting a ton of them.
Yeah, you're getting a ton of them. And you're getting from legitimate organizations. You just have to tell them no to stop or file a complaint. You know, Federal Trade Commission with the Better Business Bureau, it is against the law, but consumers don't complain. That's basically what happens. They just hang up and, you know, write off to Experian. Complain on those companies, find out who they are, and tell them, you know, that you are going to report them to both the Better Business Bureau and Federal Trade Commission. And Federal Trade Commission has taken action on organizations that violate that. So there's some stiff penalties for it.
They look legit because you'll get a 773
right.
or a 312. You know, you'll get an area code that you're familiar with. And what I've been doing is blocking them, but then you start blocking everything.
Right. But spoofing, caller ID spoofing is available to anybody on the internet. It's very cheap. So basically what it means is that they can change a caller ID, and they usually put it around your number to make you think, hey, it's a local call. It's coming from my neighborhood, or it happens to be real close to my cellular phone number. They're just spoofing the number so you can't call them back and find out who they are. And a lot of the time, the bad companies, they don't care if they're on the do not call list or not. They're just trying to separate you from your money and scam you, so they don't really care. So if you get a call and you don't recognize the number, don't answer it.
855 calls me every day. We're friends now.
No. Once again, Mark using it to meet people.
My guy in the 855. What's up, dude?
Great to see you as always.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
And the Better Business Bureau research and development and protecting you continues every minute of every day to make sure that you're protected from yourself.
Exactly.
So if people need information on any business, what do they do?
Go to BBB.org or call the Better Business Bureau directly. But please check beforehand, not after, because sometimes it's too late. We can tell you about businesses, whether they're good or bad.
There you go. Steve Burness.
Thank you.
Before we take the break, we got a bunch of great texts coming in. Oh, and did I mention President Trump's going to call?
Is it for sure?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to happen today.
Good.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not surprised. The text question of the day at 312-981-7200 is the number. And here's what you can do when you text in. I'm looking for dads to tell me what they actually want, because this is what we hear all the time. Burness knows this. Oh, you're too hard to buy for. You're too hard to buy for. No. We suggest things, and you go, you don't want that. And then you don't get it for us. Here are some dads. 630, a mushroom log. I don't even know what that is. What's a mushroom log?
I didn't know what that was either.
I don't know what that is. 630. I'd like my family together for the day.
That's nice. That's what they want.
708. My box of favorite cigars. 815. Milwaukee cordless drill and impact driver set. Can't you hear the other? As soon as this comes out of a dad's mouth, can't you hear somebody who probably sounds a little female going, ah, don't you have enough tools?
Oh, yeah,
cigars. Yeah, look, I'd like to keep you around. I don't want you to die.
Exactly, yeah. No, Home Depot gift card and buy him the cigars.
Yeah, gift cards are fine for dads. I don't know any dad that ever be offended with a gift card.
Absolutely.
630 for Father's Day. I'd like someone else to do the barbecue and keep getting me beer.
Okay, Dad.
Well, what's wrong with that? Okay, somebody else do the grilling on Father's Day.
Keep getting me beer so we can get drunk in the backyard.
Yeah, exactly. The way it should be. 312. I want my college-bound daughter to get a job. That's not so much a gift as a wish, I think, really, as much as anything else.
It's not magic.
It's a little hostile.
608, I wouldn't mind a child for Father's Day. Now, this could be a new business, Carmen. not intentional, but no regrets that we never had kids. A little too old now, but I feel like I'm missing out. Isn't that nice? I mean, it's just one of those things.
Adoption, yeah, fostering.
Adoption.
No, I was talking about actually Carmen. Like Carmen would play the role of the child.
We can adopt Carmen?
That'd be perfect.
Oh, I wrote him, told him I'm in.
Yeah,
man. 630. I work 2 full-time jobs 7 days a week since my son was born 3 years ago. I just want time with my son.
See, time.
Oh, that'll break your heart,
man.
I
told you guys, time.
But did you hear what I just said?
No.
2 full-time jobs 7 days a week, kids 3. He just wants time with his son.
Hey, you know what? We all work 2 jobs 7 days a week.
No.
I'm kidding.
No, we don't. No. Cruella DeVille playing the role of Andrea today.
Rough life, Andrea.
I'm joking.
630, I've been asking for a skateboard for 5 years now. This is what I'm talking about. They refuse to buy it because my wife says I'll kill myself. Hey, I used to be really good 30 years ago.
I'll get it for him.
Just a few. Yeah, well, that's the other thing. You suck the joy out of it. If here's, you hand off the skateboard and you go, oh, here, this is what you wanted.
Don't kill yourself.
Yep, guys always want toys. Boys always want their toys.
Well, it's Father's Day.
That's
you should
right.
get what you want.
That's okay. Let him kill
here,
himself.
Here you go. You want to kill yourself? Kill yourself. 733. Big story next. 720. WGN.
1-877 cars for kids. K-A-R-S cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids. K-A-R-S cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. K-A-R-S cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
You can see all the action up close. Advance tickets for the 2017 BMW Championship at Conway Farms are available now. The top 70 for the FedEx Cup playoffs September 14th through the 17th. I hope you're going to be there. All-inclusive options and reserve seating now. It puts you right in the middle of it all, including new reserve seats on the 18th green. There's nothing like the excitement of being there live up close with the players in the middle of the action. And we hope you can be there because I'm going to be there, and I'd like to see you there. Jason Day, Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth, Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler, and more. One day and weekly passes are available now. Don't miss a moment. History will be made. Purchase your daily or weekly tickets today at BMWChampionship.com. Just so we know, I'm not nuts. I look back 20 years on because I got heckled by a couple of friends on text, including Jimmy DeCastro, the guy that used to run the strut.
I know him, yeah.
So I look back 20 years on U.S. Open course sites. Par was almost always 70, occasionally 71. It's 72 this year because of the length of the golf course.
Yeah, Erin Hills is crazy long. 8 mile walk.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Okay, Grandpa.
Grandpa's never wrong. Sponsored by New Balance Chicago. Carms in for Edit in a minute with the sports, but first here's Andre to do that news.
That's right. And at least one person injured in this huge three-alarm fire at a vacant building in Humboldt Park early this morning. It started just a few hours ago, about 4 o'clock, as Grand between Holman and Spalding closed. The injured person was taken in serious condition to Stroger Hospital. This is they're still investigating the cause.
We've had other incidents in this building in the past, yes.
That is Chicago Fire Department District Chief Donald Roma says it's too soon to tell if homeless people were using the building as a shelter.
We have four tower ladders here and a squad and a couple hand lines. So we have a lot of water going on this right now.
And he said that building is supposed to be empty.
It's a vacant warehouse. It's been here for a long period of time. We're in a defensive mode. There's been one injury here. It's not a firefighter. It was a civilian that was on the street when we first arrived.
Firefighters still at that scene. They are battling the blaze in defense mode now. Fire officials say the roof has collapsed. Again, we'll keep you updated on developments. That is what we know for now. Still checking on the cause of that massive fire in Humboldt Park this morning. That's the big story. And now a check of traffic. Here's Mary.
And as the investigation continues with that fire, Holman is still closed off from Grand to Augusta. No delays on the Edens. It's about 24 minutes both ways. Up on Kennedy 40 to the airport 42 coming in 20 from the Edens. Inbound Eisenhower is an hour from 5335 from Mannheim 54 outbound. Stevenson 42 in both directions between the Tri-State and the Drive. And the inbound Ryan's 20 from 95th. Bishop Ford is in pretty good shape. 57 slow from 130th. Accident northbound 355 at Boughton. Left lane is blocked. Lake Shore Drive is busy into Belmont. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mary Vandeville, WGN Traffic Central.
Everyone loves a tax break, and now leasing a new car in Illinois is a lot less taxing than it used to be. This is big news you can take to the bank. Even better, leasing your next new car allows you to afford a lot more car for a lot less money. With an automobile lease, you don't pay for the entire car. You pay only for what you use. This means lower monthly payments for the same car or more car than you ever thought possible. That's more car for less money and lower taxes to boot. With a lease, you can get a new car every 3 or 4 years. The latest automobile technology more often. State-of-the-art safety features. Outstanding fuel economy. And low maintenance costs. It all adds up. The smart money is on leasing. Your new car dealer has leasing experts who have all the details. Boost your smart money IQ. Go to drivechicago.com to learn the secret to getting a lot more car for a lot less money. It's the lease you can do.
This summer, recharge your life by unplugging. At an Indiana state park, you can paddle your days away on a serene lake or bound along a soaring sand dune. Feel the majesty of a forest trail from the saddle of a horse or the seat of your mountain bike. With so many adventures awaiting you, you'll want to stay a few days. Start exploring at visitindiana.com/parks.
Living with a wet basement or crawl space? Call PermaSeal for a free inspection and get the peace of mind you deserve. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Your best for being better, PermaSeal.
This is Brian Wickard, president and owner of Acunet Mortgage. I want to give you two good reasons to choose my company for your pre-approval instead of your bank or the nation's largest online lender. Reason number one is that with Acunet, we're a lot more thorough. Banks and big lenders just verify your credit. With our exclusive, rock-solid, fully verified, and guaranteed pre-approval process, we verify and analyze not only your credit, but your income and down payment, too. We're so confident in our rock-solid pre-approval process that we'll pay $1,000 each to both you and the seller if we can't issue a final commitment letter that matches our rock-solid pre-approval. Reason number two is closing costs. Acunet's closing costs are typically between $1,000 and $3,000 less than the big lenders for the same rate. And when you're buying a home, a couple thousand extra bucks in your bank account comes in pretty handy. Check us out and get started with your rock-solid pre-approval today at Acunet.com. That's ACCUNET.com.
Acunet Mortgage is an equal housing lender and Illinois residential mortgage licensee, NMLS ID 255368, 13000 West Silver Spring Drive in Low Overhead, Butler, Wisconsin 53007.
Your money on 720 WGN. Here's Steve Grzanich.
And thanks, Andrea. Home builders slowed down the pace of construction for the third straight month in May, a possible sign that the shortage of houses for sale might worsen. Commerce Department says housing starts fell 5.5% in May to a seasonally adjusted rate of just 1 million units. This comes after a 2.7% monthly decline in April, 7% drop in March. Some big news involving McDonald's this morning. McDonald's is no longer going to be an Olympic sponsor. The breakup is a huge shift for the fast food giant, which has been sponsoring the Olympics since 1976 and has been a partner with the International Olympic Committee since 1996. McDonald's shares are flat this morning. Stock futures are higher as we head toward the opening bell in just about an hour. And that is your money.
WGN Sports. Ricky Fowler has 4 PGA Tour wins, but he's never won a major. 29 career appearances. He's up top the leaderboard of the U.S. Open right now at 7 under par. Very impressive first day for Fowler. At 6 under par, Xander Schauffele, 23 years old, turned pro in 2015. Golfers are on the course. We'll have an update coming up at 8 o'clock. White Sox a winner over Baltimore, 5-2. Matt Davidson homered. We're going to hear from Sam Panionovich covering the White Sox coming up at 8 as well. Avi Garcia leading the American League in batting. Cubs are on the road tonight at Pittsburgh. Cubs have lost 10 of their last 11 on the road. They just lost 2 out of 3 in New York, one game under 500. Eddie Butler, 3-2 starts, his 7th start. He's lasted at least 5 innings in his past 4. The Bears mini camp is over for the second straight year. John Fox canceled the last practice, rewarding his players for their commitment. Training camp starts July 26th when the players report first practice on the 27th. I'm Mark Harmon, WGN Sports.
And the WGN Chicago Weather Center forecast. Yeah, we are seeing a little bit of rain out there. That'll continue. Should end by mid-afternoon, turning partly sunny and warm, a high of 87. And tonight, the rain returns, a low of 70 degrees. Same for Saturday, warm and humid with a high of 90. And Sunday, rounding out the weekend with a great day. No rain in the forecast yet. Partly cloudy, high of 82 on Sunday. Our current conditions, 68 at Midway, 69 at Midway, 70 along Chicago's lakefront. Next news update will be at 8 o'clock. Get Chicago news first at the top of every hour. I'm Andrea Darlis on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Music is a world within itself. The language we all understand.
7:43, Father's Day weekend. I hope you have a beautiful Father's Day. I hope you certainly spend some time with your dad, wherever he is. If your dad's no longer here, I hope you take some time, think about him, have some happy memories. And I'd like to congratulate one of the great dads in the world, Ross Cochran. This is his second Father's Day.
That's right. Is he going to have any time?
He's a phenomenal dad.
Is he going to have any time for you this weekend, or is he too busy?
Matter of fact, we're going to play golf tomorrow.
Yes, awesome.
Yeah.
Very
so that,
nice.
It'll be great. Abigail Grace, very lucky to have Ross Cochran for her dad.
Yes, she is.
So, which is what she told me yesterday, which again shows how advanced she is because she's only a year and a half old.
I got to see Ross recently at the Real Estate Rumble. He was representing well, Steve, just for the record. Just want that out there.
Sorry, I just giggle when I hear Ross was at the Real Estate Rumble.
He was there, baby.
What is that, like real estate agents fighting to the death in a ring?
Yes, it was unbelievable. These guys went, they were in it to win it, man.
Ultimate fighting amongst real estate agents?
Random wackos getting in the ring, and putting their entire manhood and womanhood on the line. There was one battle between like a 5 foot tall versus a 5 foot ten tall.
How do I not know this? Was this wrestling or what was it?
No, it was boxing. Like, gloves, headgear.
I guess maybe he did tell me about this, but I don't think I got the full comprehensive picture of this.
He was filming, doing
so
it
real
all.
Estate
for,
agent, did Hochberg fight?
I was hoping that Hochberg would be there, but he wasn't and did not fight, obviously, since he wasn't there. But that was the type of guy that was
rumble.
In there. The real estate
was
rumble.
Was it like real tour against real tour?
Yep.
Oh, gotcha.
Do we have like other industries that do this?
I don't know. It was my first experience. I was totally stunned by what was going on.
It's the Battle of the Baristas.
Let's get ready to rumble.
You work in real estate, and now you want to fight to raise money for charity against your fellow realtors, all for a good cause.
Now, every industry has some that just take it way too seriously. Were there a few of those types there?
Oh, one guy stormed out of the ring, and like there was stairs to like the upper region where they got dressed. He's walking up the stairs, cursing away. I'm like, dude, You're here for charity.
Right.
It's the real estate rumble. Chill out.
Any of them have any skills?
I wouldn't have wanted to be in the ring with about half of them. I wouldn't have wanted to be in
but
the ring
just
with
just throwing haymakers? I mean, just crazy wild swings?
There's one guy that I could think of that I'm like, you do this for a living.
Looks like
you
box a little bit.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah. Were you aware of the real estate rumble?
I was not. I have not heard of that.
It was at the Park West. Felt like I was.
Which,
like,
again, that's a great venue.
It is a great
to
venue.
See a concert and dress up. And
I felt like it was like the mid-80s in there. You know, the heyday of the Park West?
Right. Yeah, screaming and stomping.
Oh,
and
I guess I'm Blondie there.
Okay. Do me a favor. Let me know wherever you see my son.
No problem.
Spot him. Poor Ross. He's going to have to go incognito places now.
Well, I know one of the things we'll be talking about tomorrow.
Oh, way to out him, man.
I think at 26, he doesn't have to worry about being grounded anymore. Not that he ever was to begin with.
I don't want to out him too much here, Steve, but I think Ross was ready to go by the end of it.
Was he ready to go?
Yeah.
I don't doubt it. He's going to get in there and start swinging. At 7:46, quick check of the traffic. Mary, you know who's on hold?
Who?
President Trump.
No way.
Yeah, we're going to get to him in just a second.
Oh, tell him to hold on. Okay. Traffic sponsored by Presence Health. The Eden's 24 in both directions. Kennedy, not too bad. 46 in from O'Hare. Of course, it's raining now, so there's going to be bigger delays. Inbound Ike is 56 from 53, 55 outbound. 42 on the Stevenson both ways between the Tri-State and the Drive. Inbound Ryan, 20 from 95th. Slow on 57 from 130th. Still have an accident. 355 northbound at Boughton in the left lane. Slow on Lakeshore Drive into Belmont. And due to the Humboldt Park fire still being investigated. Homan is closed off between Grand and Augusta. Staying on top of your health starts with an annual wellness visit with same-day and weekend appointments. You can schedule a visit today at presencehealth.org/docs. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Mary Vandeveld, WG on Traffic Central.
The roads won't get fixed, the lottery won't sell us tickets anymore, and our last guest, a Democratic member of the Illinois House, said it's the governor's fault. Our next guest is a Republican. I'll bet he has a different take. Plus, the bright side's your chance to tell us some good news.
Friday midday with John Williams. He starts at 1 on 720 WGN.
Every business is different, with a different vision and different assets. Yet most banks offer the same ideas and the same one-size-fits-all solutions. At Associated Bank, we believe banks should offer different solutions for different businesses. It just makes sense. That's why we take a different approach to commercial banking, one that takes the hassle out of banking and works to find customized solutions for you, one that puts relationships and trust first. Sure, that's a little different for a bank, but at Associated Bank, we believe relationships matter and personalized service should be the norm. From capital markets experts who can help set your business on an upward trajectory to treasury management experts with a knack for finding new ways to make your money work for you, we offer a full-service experience with innovative tools for managing your most valuable assets. To learn more about how Associated Bank takes a different approach to commercial banking, visit AssociatedBank.com or tune in every Thursday morning at 5:08 to WGN's Opening Bell for a discussion on current financial trends and topics from Associated Bank. Member FDIC.
Achieving your personal best on the road or in the gym often comes down to not what you do, but how you feel. And when it comes to the right shoes, nothing feels better than New Balance. Shop at New Balance Chicago, where our in-store teams are extensively trained to guide you through a personalized shoe fitting. The fit specialists at New Balance Chicago take precise measurements of your feet. Then they analyze how you stand, walk, and run in order to determine your foot size, shape, and gait. Your individual foot characteristics are then matched against more than 100 New Balance models in men's shoes up to size 20, women's up to size 13, all in multiple widths from extra narrow to extra wide, resulting in shoes that give you the comfort and confidence you need to test the limits and surpass your personal best. Experience the difference of custom fit for yourself. Visit the fit specialists at New Balance Chicago today, with four convenient locations in Lincoln Park, Oak Brook Terrace, Orland Park, and Schaumburg.
Why did you bring us to a fun house?
Look in this mirror. See how it contorts your reflection?
My body is swoopy and concave.
Precisely. These mirrors inspired me to design the Avery bedroom at Penny Mustard.
Yes, the bedroom set with curving, concave angles and shapes.
Ha! This one makes me look goofy.
Ben, that's a regular mirror.
The Avery bedroom with queen bed, dresser, mirror, and nightstand. Just $41.51 at Penny Mustard.
Five locations throughout Chicagoland.
PennyMustard.com.
The Midwestern University Multi-Specialty Clinic in Downers Grove offers a comprehensive, patient-centered healthcare experience at their Family Medicine Clinic, Speech Language Institute, Physical Therapy Institute, Dental Institute, and Eye Institute. Their clinics, you'll receive quality care from a team of highly qualified faculty and students. Learn more at MWUClinics.com or call 630-743-4500. The Midwestern University Clinic, your family's home for healthcare.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio.
Under budget, ahead of schedule.
This is the Steve Cochran Show.
Where essentially I'm the president.
On Chicago's very own.
I love Chicago. I know Chicago.
720 WGN.
Mike Madigan claiming the governor has the onus is on him to fix the problem, in Madigan's words, that he manufactured. Wow, is Madigan a creep?
We're going to do a...
he's just a creep.
A budget big story breakdown at 8:30.
About who's getting penalized?
About, yeah, who's getting really... I mean, everyone's getting messed up by this. I don't want to say screwed by this, but who they have passed a couple of things. Mm-hmm. They're not crazy far apart. They just need to get there.
The governor's asked for a special 10-day session for legislators to return to get their S together and get it done.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. IDOT projects will shut down, and yesterday we did the lottery story. Not going to be playing the lottery anymore. You're going to have to go to Indiana if you want to play it.
You know, for the Democrat side of this, and specifically for the speaker, been whining about how the governor's treated him for the past 2 years. I don't think claiming he's faking this and creating this is going to help.
No.
So, you know, time for everybody to man up and get it done and woman up and get it done.
Yeah. The blame game's done.
Stop
it. I mean,
it.
This is past D-Day.
And I swear, if these guys get anything done, and Republicans, Democrats, all of them, and then hold a congratulatory press conference to thank everybody, I'll personally have to go there and slap them all.
I would actually go with you, so just so I could video, I'll Facebook Live that.
They should be embarrassed beyond belief.
I agree. There's no excuse. I'll go in
the
3 years.
The bare minimum is get a budget done.
Yeah, big time.
Prediction, will they do it?
I'm going to say yeah.
All right, I'll go with that then.
Yeah.
I'll go with that. I'll just go with Andrea. Whatever Andrea says.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. Now, listen, you guys know how I feel about the president. But I thought maybe as a way of, you know, an olive branch of sorts, you know, caught up in the moment, maybe.
I can't believe it.
President Trump joins us on the phone now. And regardless of the water under the bridge, I wanted to wish you a belated happy birthday and thank you for taking the time, sir. Do we have the president? Was he not available?
No, is he blowing us off?
That would actually be funny if he hung up on me after all this.
Oh, no, you'll get him.
We apparently, let me just, okay, it's on hold. Do what you need to do. We didn't have him.
Maybe he thought you were tweeting. Maybe he didn't think you were actually going to call.
I thought this was how the president would get me back.
Uh-huh.
Like the press office said, no, we totally agree to an interview. We do all the setup. We have our phones screened by the Secret Service, whatever.
Maybe now.
Let's try one more time. Mr. President, can you hear me?
Yes, it's a great honor.
Okay, great,
for you,
great, great.
For you to have me on your show, Steve. Appreciate that.
Well, listen, and I apologize for the technical confusion there. But anyway, a happy belated happy birthday.
Well, whatever. You know, you got to do what you got to do with a podcast like this, so I appreciate it.
It's actually a real show. This is actually a full-blown show, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, have you been busy? Has it been a busy week?
A very, very busy week. You know, we had my birthday earlier this week.
Yes, I'd heard.
One of the greatest days in the history of our country, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, when Marianne McLeod Trump fully crowned and brought forth America's one and only Lord and Savior, Donald J. Trump.
Yes.
And my father, Fred, would have been there for the delivery, but he was too busy evicting low-income families from their apartments.
Right. No, I understand.
He had to pay the bills. Happy Father's Day, Pops.
And it was different. It was different then, for sure.
It was a different time.
It was
right?
A different time. All right. The Washington Post says Robert Mueller is investigating you for obstruction of justice. I mean, what do you say about this?
I love how everyone's all about obstruction, obstruction. Look, the only obstruction I know about is when Chris Christie sits directly in front of you at a Bruce Springsteen show. That's a huge obstruction. That's called I want my money back obstruction, believe me. And on top of that, I think Christie has a bowel obstruction. He looks really backed up, bigly.
Are you doing that thing with your hands now where you do the okay sign with both hands at the same time? Is that what you're doing right now?
Double OKs. I call it the double OK pose.
Okay. I was also thinking about Jared Kushner, your son-in-law, because now his businesses are being investigated. Are you worried about him, and should he be worried?
Well, I don't know anything about that, but I will tell you, Jared is such a sweet boy. I mean, he's got that face. That face. You've seen it a million times.
Yes, I have.
Whenever you open a J. Crew catalog, he's got a beautiful face.
Yes, he does.
I have a tremendous amount of respect for Jared, and I live vicariously through him each and every day. I mean, such a lucky guy to be able to make love to that porcelain-skinned goddess of a daughter of mine.
See,
wow.
See, I got to tell you, there's creepy and there's second-level creepy.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, she is. Right. She's a beautiful girl. That's right. Now, Jeff Sessions, let me talk about your attorney general for a second, because Attorney General Sessions went to the Hill and testified this week and basically didn't say anything. Did you catch that? And what are your thoughts on it?
I have no recollection of that. Ah, see what I did there? No, seriously, Steve. Jeff is quite a guy. Jefferson Davis Hogg Beauregard Sessions, who was named after my favorite character in The Dukes of Hazzard. True story. He gave an unbelievable performance at that hearing. Unbelievable. He really did. Yeah. Jeff was so on point. He said he didn't know anything, and he knew exactly when absolutely nothing was taking place at all times.
Right.
Fantastic job.
So your thumbs up. Your thumb made double OKs.
Thumbs up. Double OKs.
Double OK. Now, a lot of people, including me, are saying he could have answered more of the questions. As a matter of fact, maybe he didn't answer any.
Okay, look, Steve. Let's cut Jeff Sessions some slack. In my mind, he's 89 years old, so he can't possibly be asked to remember things that have happened in the past. He's just too old, okay? I don't know if you saw it, but he was decomposing right before our eyes during his testimony.
Oh,
he was giving John McCain a run for his money, believe me.
All right, I got to move on because we have time crunch here as well. You know how busy I am.
I know. Right.
You can imagine the pressure on me.
I'm a ratings juggernaut, Steve. We can keep going.
You said as well last week, you said you would be happy to testify under oath. You looked at Jonathan Carl from ABC, you looked him in the eyes, and you said, I'll tell them exactly what I just told you. Are you still in that mindset?
I cannot wait to testify. I'm such a huge fan of Law & Order SVU. You have no idea. Mariska Hargitay, so hot. Such a legal, great legal mind. I usually watch the show in just an open bathroom.
I don't.
It's true.
Now you made it awkward again. What about Reince Priebus? Now, Reince Priebus, I knew Reince Priebus a little bit from the old days. He seemed like a nice guy, and yet now he's out there talking about how blessed he is to work for you. And there's something about maybe if he doesn't get his act together by the 4th of July and clean up the stress and the mess, you're going to toss him out. What's happening with Reince Priebus?
No, that's completely wrong. And my doctor said I could take Otezla for Reince Priebus, by the way. But what I said was that if Reince doesn't get everything straightened out, on July 4th, he'll have to run across the White House lawn naked, waving a pack of lit sparklers. And if my son Barron laughs, he could keep his job.
Oh, you know what?
Keep his job.
You know what? I'm glad you brought up Barron, because I feel like in here on Father's Day weekend, one dad to another, you don't mention Barron much. And now Barron is in the White House. You've got Melania in the White House. How's it getting along having a family there?
He's locked in his room playing Xbox. What do you want me to do? Look. Everyone's adapted very quickly, Steve. We're all under one roof. We're just as emotionally detached as ever before. Look, I don't know how Melania is doing, frankly. You know, she's still kind of angry with me after I tried to hold her hand in the Middle East. She has a strict no-touching clause that I agreed to when I signed her purchase order. I forgot about that. It was my fault. My bad. One time I rolled over and my arm brushed up against her in bed. She became violently ill. Who knew?
Who knew?
But does she have her own accommodations then?
Yeah, she's in the Mary Todd Lincoln room, you know, with the straps and everything.
Yeah, of course. All right, a collusion. This is a word that continues to come up. Could you just level with me for a second?
Right, I'm going to stop you right there, Cochran. There's no collusion, okay? I don't know if Sessions or Jared or anybody met with the Russians. Anybody, believe me. I never saw anybody wearing any furry hats, drinking vodka, Trump Tower. I mean, Russians are pretty easy to pick out. I mean, come on. They all look like Boris and Natasha from the Bullwinkle show.
Right, they do. They do.
Excuse
they do.
Me. Vice President just walked in. Yeah, what is it, Mike?
Are you still talking to the fake media, sir?
Yes. What is it?
Well, sir, I was asked to come in and say you have something important to attend to get you off the call.
Great, Mike. Always thinking, buddy boy. Always thinking.
And let me just say, it's been the highlight of my life